this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Efforts to end the war in Ukraine are taking center stage at high-level talks now going on in Saudi Arabia. The BBC's Tom Bateman says America's top diplomat Marco Rubio is at the head of the U.S. delegation meeting now with Ukrainian officials.
The U.S. Secretary of State says that the talks with the Ukrainians will be in his language about seeing if they are ready to move forward with President Trump's proposals. But remember the context here. We are less than a fortnight since President Zelensky was ejected from the White House, was told by Mr. Trump that he was disrespectful and ungrateful, and then critically that suspension of military and some intelligence sharing support. So the stakes could not be higher for the Ukrainians.
And the war grinds on. Russia claims to have shot down more than 335 Ukrainian drones across 10 regions overnight. Two people killed, 18 injured. The Russians have been stepping up their attacks on Ukraine in recent days. President Trump says the detention of a pro Hamas campus organizer is just the start.
In a post on Truth Social, the president defends the arrest of green card holder Mahmoud Khalil, who led pro-Hamas demonstrations on the campus of Columbia University, celebrating the October 2023 assault on Israel. Calling such speech contrary to U.S. national and foreign policy interest, the president vows, quote, "We will find, apprehend, and deport these terrorist sympathizers from our country, never to return again." Bob Agner reporting.
There could be a vote today in the House on a bill aimed at averting a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Asian stocks have tanked following yesterday's Wall Street sell-off. This morning, futures have been higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 126 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 103. The S&P futures 22 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Tuesday morning at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Good start for the Beltway this morning, and both the tunnels right now running with the lanes clear. Nothing major. They're setting up the construction. Harford County, northbound 95 near Route 24. Not quite in the roadway yet, but looks like they may be setting up a number of flashing lights already there in Harford County. In Edgewood, about 20 minutes ago, had a vehicle fire. Pulaski Highway at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of any rain until the weekend, so get outside. Enjoy the sunshine, the warm weather. 71 today. Tomorrow's cooler near 60. 62, the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, at least we're north of freezing. 36 degrees right on Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, warmer at 42. Good morning at 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Squatters may have started a massive West Baltimore fire. A vacant row home may have started last week's four-alarm fire, the 2200 block of North Fulton Avenue in West Baltimore. In a statement, City Fire Chief James Wallace says the preliminary findings suggest that unauthorized individuals may have been present at the structure before the fire broke out. Maryland Congresswoman April McLean Delaney is reacting to FEMA's cancellation of classes at the National Fire Academy in Emmitsburg. Delaney says the academy is a jewel of Maryland's 6th District, where tens of thousands of firefighters join experts to train, share best practices, and enhance public safety in all 50 states and around the globe. The victim of a deadly Sunday night shooting in the White Marsh area has been identified as a 17-year-old. Baltimore County police say the teen was gunned down in the 4300 block of Bedrock Circle just before 9 p.m., and it was an isolated incident. And the Baltimore City Council unanimously passed a resolution urging state lawmakers to fully fund the Blueprint for America's Future Education Plan. By passing the resolution, the council is requesting that the General Assembly reject Governor Westmore's Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which would delay some programs in the blueprint as the state deals with a budget deficit of around $3 billion. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, it's Time on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's only spring, but the Orioles got a taste of their future yesterday in Bradenton, Florida.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh. Samuel Basayo just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here. An absolute monster blast to right.
Pirates TV with the call. Basayo's three-run shot, his second of the spring, was the highlight of a 6-3 Orioles victory yesterday over the Pirates and prompted this from manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
That ball was absolutely crushed. We've seen that type of power, so I thought he caught well, too. This is a great experience for him.
O's and Yankees go at it today in Tampa at 105. NFL free agent dominoes continue to fall, five of them in Baltimore. Left guard Patrick McCary will sign with the Jaguars, 3 years, $37 million. Cornerback Brandon Stevens will sign with the Jets, 3 years, $36 million, per Mike Garofalo of ESPN. Linebacker Malik Harrison has agreed to a two-year $10 million contract. He'll join Patrick Queen in Pittsburgh. That is per Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. We'll have the complete NFL picture for you at 6:35 and the end of the season for the Towson Tigers when we return. That is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, March the 11th. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliot.
Coming up on the program this hour, Maryland GOP lawmakers want to roll back some of the climate bills to give ratepayers relief, but don't bet on the Democrats cooperating with that. The left is actually
absolutely gleeful here about what's happening in the early stages of the economy, which is actually a Biden leftover. And we're going to start with that in this hour. The stock market dropped yesterday and Maganomics. And, of course, it was a big market sell-off yesterday. Some are saying this was a correction that needed to happen. Others are saying that this is uncertainty about the tariffs and fears of recession, which, of course, Donald Trump, the president, is not going to get any help from Jerome Powell. No. Over the Fed. They're not going to do anything on interest rates because, let's face it, they did whatever they could to help Joe Biden with inflation, but they're going to just wait and see what's going to happen with President Trump. So don't expect any help from the Fed on lowering the interest rates, which would actually spark some of this economic growth. But the Maganomics, there's two prongs to this fork. One is you've got the short term and then the long term. And the long term is gonna take some time to fix this economy, which is again we're controlled by government spending, mm-hmm. and of course we've run up big debts, and we've got some problems within our own economy. Short term is what I think needs to be addressed. We'll get to that in just a second. But with Bartiromo on Sunday, she asked the R word.
Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of... It takes a little time. It takes a little time. But I think it should be great for us. I mean, I think it should be great. It's going to be great ultimately for the farmer.
Yeah, periods of transition, which is going to happen in any economic recovery. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said there will absolutely be no recession.
Anybody who bets against Donald Trump, it's like the same people who thought Donald Trump wasn't a winner a year ago. Donald Trump is a winner. He's going to win for the American people. That's just the way it's going to be. There's going to be no recession in America. What there's going to be is global tariffs are going to come down because President Trump has said, you want to charge us 100%? We're going to charge you 100%. And you know what they say? They say, no, don't charge us 100%. We'll bring ours down. We'll unleash America out to the world, grow our economy in a way we've never grown before. You are going to see over the next 2 years the greatest set of growth coming from America as Americans. You saw it, $1.3 trillion of new investment coming in America. That's, think of all those jobs. And remember, each trillion of investment in America is 1% of growth GDP. So Donald Trump is bringing growth to America. I would never bet on recession. No chance.
He's absolutely right about that. The growth, the investment choices being made in America by foreign investors, Japanese, the German company Siemens just announced yesterday they're going to invest in America. So again, it's the short term that, you got the egg prices, you got the daily cost of living. That's what needs to be addressed. We'll talk about that. And what Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said yesterday, I think, is very key to this whole thing. And it needs to be repeated almost daily by the Trump administration. We'll talk about that.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker.
Got a good ride through Annapolis, at least so far this morning, from the Bay Bridge at Route 8 at Stevensville, head over towards I-97, including the Severn River Bridge, head over to Ritchie Highway. We're back looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels. All is well. Good conditions right now, 95 Fort McHenry Tunnel and 895. Even the Beltway early looks good, with the west side maybe filling in just a bit now between I-70 and Frederick Road. Capitol Beltway, already some brake lights there on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and over to the ramps at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, if you like yesterday, you're going to love today. Sunshine 71. Some clouds tomorrow, but we'll stay dry. 60 and then 62 on Thursday. We won't see any precipitation until maybe Saturday. Unfortunately, it looks like Saturday and Sunday could be both wet for the weekend. All right now, clear and 40 in the city. It is 38 in Bel Air. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Department of Homeland Security is hoping to discover who is leaking information about immigration raids by giving their workers lie detector tests. The first question is a little bit shaky. It says, did Christy Noem have work done?
Nice.
You get trapped on that one, no matter which way you answer.
I don't think she did.
Yeah. Total lunar eclipse will turn the moon red Thursday night into Friday morning across the Western Hemisphere. just like the Democrat Party has been going commie.
Red. Yeah.
Going commie on us. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is launching a podcast called IMO, in my opinion, with her older brother, basketball executive Craig Robinson. Don't expect MAGA Nation to tune in. If they want to hear two brothers talking over a podcast, they'll tune to Travis and Jason Kelce.
Nice. That's nice. I'm not saying a thing.
Sotheby's auctioning off a 250-year-old sterling silver coffee pot that was once owned by Paul Revere. It's expected to go for $1.3 million.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Really?
Yeah. Revere did own a teapot after they dumped all of it in the Boston Harbor. He kind of knew the inside story there.
Time to change drinks, folks.
Right. Jeff Bezos' Amazon Prime Video will begin streaming The Apprentice. How is watching Donald Trump on The Apprentice different from watching Donald Trump on TV now? Well, because he only fires one person a week on The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got whole staffs are being let go, and should be. Today, of course, is National World Plumbing Day.
Plumbing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you're a plumber, this is your day to shine. Open up that cabinet door and let's get cracking, shall we?
Nice.
It's also National Dream Day.
Oh.
Have you ever had any weird dreams about this show?
About this show?
Have you ever had any one of those dreams, Chuck?
I have. And the dream that keeps recurring, which is funny, is that I try to get into the studio to do the traffic, and somebody's always standing there and talking where I'm getting ready to broadcast. And I'm going, would you guys just shut up?
And it keeps happening?
Yeah.
It keeps coming
every
back.
Every 10 minutes on the threes.
Yeah. And I think then it was on the ones.
The weirdest dream I ever had about this show is that we were all restaging, for some strange reason, Gilligan's Island.
No.
And we were all, stranded on this island. Chuck was the skipper. Bruce was the professor. Kristen was Marianne. And for some reason, I was Gilligan. And
I can see that.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. It was just the most bizarre thing.
Who gets me ginger?
For some reason, ginger
there was no ginger.
There was no ginger.
I guess that shows a personal ginger. Preference.
But it was just, it was... Chuck kept calling me little buddy.
Yeah. It was calling you a lot of things.
That's it, Chuck.
Sail down the Jones Falls.
It was so strange. And we got rescued, by the way.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I had one where we moved our studios to Sagamore Farm, that big house up there on the hill in Worthington Valley. It was a nice view, made a quick commute for those of us who live out in that area.
Yeah, well, he's selling his place now.
Yeah,
kind of like $22 million. So it was a big article.
I'm only short by $29,900.
Yeah. You'll make it.
Surprised it's that low.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like, of course, do they actually train horses there still?
No.
Yeah.
They had some issues. I don't know if it's inside baseball. I guess not. The farm manager apparently was not a good steward, or that's the indication. He was buying horses that were too good.
Wow.
So you're basically trying to step up before you were ready to, and there's just too much money. So they're growing rye there now, which curiously they use
for the whiskey.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
I like it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had some right now.
Yeah. Put a little hot, put some honey and lemon, a little something in that in that tea.
Throat.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, just take it easy. Don't overuse it here this morning.
I'll be fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour, 410-922-6680 is our number. Now, Scott Bessent is the Treasury Secretary, and he said something interesting the other day on CNBC. I think he needs to repeat this almost on a daily basis, or have the administration go out, the economic advisors and so on and so forth, because I think this is exactly what's happening. He talks about it. We have to detox from all the government spending, which has driven us into $36-37 trillion into debt.
Top 10% of Americans are 40 or 50% of consumption, and that is an unstable equilibrium. The bottom 50% of working Americans have gotten killed. We are trying to address that. We're trying to get rates down, and could we be seeing that this economy that we inherited starting to roll a bit, sure. And look, there's going to be a natural adjustment as we move away from public spending to private spending. The market and the economy have just become hooked. And we've become addicted to this government spending, and there's going to be a detox period.
Yeah, there will.
Now, and so what he's saying here is that we have become a government-driven economy because of the size of government, because of the debt, because of all the federal employees, all these agencies, and so on and so forth. And what he's saying, Trump's vision, the Meganomics vision, is we want to be private sector-driven. We want all this private investment, like this is the $1 trillion that Lutnick was talking about, coming in from the Japanese, from the Saudis, from the Germans, etc. And that is going to take a little bit longer to achieve that, but in the end, that's the golden age that Trump is referencing for the United States. So short-term pain, long-term gain, and we'll talk about the tariffs and some of that short-term messaging here in just a second. 620, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Love to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey, make sure you tune in Friday morning for a WCBM programming announcement. So we've got a big programming announcement coming up this Friday morning here on the show on The Morning Drive.
Is that why you've not got my work schedule for next week?
Exactly. I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
Yes.
Something like that is pretty glaring, though.
You can probably notice it somewhere. You know? And there are a lot of boxes in my office all of a sudden. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up during the next half hour, the politics of what's going on, the 900-point drop. There's a political aspect to this. What we're seeing in the instability in the market, we'll talk about that coming up shortly right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 623, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We'll miss you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I'm already crying.
I hear that, yeah.
Oh, it's a shame. Oh, he's gone.
Who?
The Outer Loop West Side, brake lights out, usual spot, 795 starting right now, 795 down through Frederick Road, typical delay there every day after Frederick Road clear down the hill towards 95. The Inner Loop at Green Spring and the Parkville side still okay, absolutely no problems at all on the JFX right now, clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny today at a high of 71. Right now, 38 in Bel Air, 39 in Glen Burnie. We're talking about the 900-point stock market drop yesterday. Dow Jones down, NASDAQ down. Of course, this was the tech stocks really led the sell-off yesterday. And I'm no economic expert, but I was looking on talk to some of the people that I do rely on their economic expertise, and they say it's uncertainty, and it's really this. They keep classifying the tariff war
because Canada now looks like they're going to they want to get into full blown trade war, which would be a mistake for them. But you know, let them learn the hard way. But the economic advisor Kevin Hassett, I think the Trump issue right now is, and yes, it's all about free trade. It's all about fair trade. But you can't have free trade if it's not fair.
Correct.
So if another country is charging you astronomical tariffs on your exports, and you know we're not charging theirs, that's not free and fair trade.
No.
Now you have all these free traders, these so-called conservatives out there saying that tariffs are going to increase prices, and yeah, they will increase prices in the short term until the things happen. And you talk about supply and demand, and eventually people will be selling less of their products. So in order to make money, they will drop the tariffs. But Hassett, this is really more about being a drug war, meaning fentanyl, than it is tariffs.
We launched a drug war, not a trade war, and it was part of a negotiation to get Canada and Mexico to stop shipping fentanyl across our borders. And as we've watched them make progress on the drug war, then we've relaxed some of the tariffs.
Yeah, so this is being couched in terms of Trump is buckling. Trump is already, but he blinked. He blinked with Canada. He blinked with Mexico. No, he didn't. This is all about you cooperate with us in helping us stop this fentanyl. And this is the carrot and the stick. So we start, we impose the tariffs, and then we get action from Canada and Mexico. Then we pause the tariffs as a sign of good faith. That's exactly what's going on here. This isn't blinking. Trump is going to put reciprocal tariffs in. If Canada wants to continue to charge 25% tariff on electrical exports into the United States, then they're going to be hit with 25% equally.
Yeah, I think the people who are saying that Trump blinked, these are people who spent too much time in politics and no time at all in business. I mean, what you want to do in business is come to some kind of an agreement where people walk away from the table both feeling somehow they've won. And I mean, the object is not to have one win and one lose, because you want to have a healthy business on the other side of the table once it's all done. You want to have both people win. And so what Donald Trump is trying to do is to create an environment where both countries will win.
Right. And winning starts with having a secure border, having a sovereign nation. And this is a national security issue when you've got fentanyl and terrorists pouring over your southern border. And some of it is coming in from Canada in the north. So that's the focus here. Dr. Peter Navarro, who I consider to be an expert on tariffs and trade wars, he said this is all also about punishing the CCP.
What we want to see is Canada and Mexico crack down on China. China, for whatever reason, and there's a lot of speculation as to whether they mean to do us harm with this, they don't seem to care.
No, they don't. No. They don't care at all. And it really is about, for all the free traders out there and the fair traders, this is all about being fair.
What I want to say to every world leader who gets up in arms when all we're asking for is fairness and to have them stop killing our people is, please, listen to us. Canada could do a lot more.
Yeah, it's not Canada with the fentanyl issue. It's not Mexico. It's the United States. And yeah, there are people that are choosing to use this stuff, but some of it is now being put in other drugs like weed and things of that nature. And it's killing first responders, and it's ruining families. It is basically what China is doing. Here's the plot. Let's kill as many young men as we can. This is the future of America. These are our soldiers. These are our workers, etc. Let's kill as many of those and make America weaker as a result. That's why they're helping to pour fentanyl into the United States. And Lutnick says this is a sign of disrespect by other nations that are trying to rip us off.
They disrespected America. They had caravans coming in from Mexico. They had visas just flying off the shelf from Canada, and every criminal in the world and terrorist coming in through Canada. And the president said, I've had enough.
Yeah. He's had enough. We've had enough. And that's what this is all about. We're going to stop this fentanyl, the drug war first. And hopefully Canada and Mexico will come to their senses and we'll deal with the... But I do agree on one thing. And that is, I think that the president, and it's good to see all of his team that were deployed this weekend and all the talking shows, but you should almost have a daily message that goes out on what you're doing short term. What you're doing to help bring down the price of eggs, and gas is already coming down a little bit, and inflation. Because I think that's where where most Americans and the media is focusing, and the Democrats are focusing on the short-term losses.
The two things that affect, really bluntly, two things that will affect the price of eggs. One is you killed off 100 million chickens. Right. So when that breed stock begins to be replenished, that's going to drive down the price of eggs because there'll be a lot more eggs being produced. Second, when the price of fuel begins to go down, when truckers can move your eggs to market for less money, that'll also drive down the price of eggs. They're both market-driven solutions, but that's the only way to do this. You can't do it by government edict. I'm sorry, chicken, you're going to have to do 1.5 eggs.
I'm just saying, just explain what you are doing.
Exactly.
You know, with unleashing the energy, and I think they've done that to some extent, but it almost has to be done on a daily basis to refute the negativity of the enemy media. 6:30, and it is time for news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning. The squatters in the vacant row home may have started last week's four-alarm fire in the 2200 block of North Fulton Avenue, West Baltimore. And the statement City Fire Chief James Wallace says the preliminary findings suggest that unauthorized individuals may have been present in the structure before the fire broke out. He says investigators are working to determine the exact circumstances and whether criminal activity played a role. The Friday fire damaged at least 15 buildings and displaced 8 people. Maryland Congresswoman April McLean Delaney is reacting to FEMA's cancellation of classes at the National Fire Academy in Emmitsburg. Delaney says the academy is a jewel of Maryland's 6th District, where tens of thousands of firefighters join experts to train, share best practices, and enhance public safety in all 50 states and around the globe. She says the Trump administration's order to pause life-saving training not only flies in the face of a judge's most recent demand to resume all federal spending, but also weakens the level of preparedness for first responders across the nation. The victim of a deadly Sunday night shooting in White Marsh has been identified as a 17-year-old. Baltimore County Police say the teen was gunned down in the 4300 block of Bedrock Circle just before 9 p.m., an isolated incident. A victim's name has not yet been released. Police are asking anyone with information on the case to please call detectives or call Metro Crime Stoppers. And the Baltimore City Council unanimously passed a resolution urging state lawmakers to fully fund the Blueprint for America's Future Education Plan. By passing the resolution, the council is requesting that the General Assembly reject the Governor's Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which would delay some programs in the blueprint as the state deals with a budget deficit of around $3 billion. 6:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Pick 3 Lottery 198, pick 4. 7293, and now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And both the tunnels now getting some brake lights around O'Donnell Street and backing up a little bit towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That's 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. 95 is still clear, but right at the top of the hill at O'Donnell Street and into the Toll Plaza southbound, some more brake lights there. But everybody is moving. The west side outer loop delay, definitely busy now on the Beltway, and it's from 795. It's going all the way down to Frederick Road before it gets better, and it's solid right on through the interchange at I-70, but then picking up speed from Frederick Road down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of any rain until the weekend, so get outside. Enjoy the sunshine, the warm weather, 71 today. Tomorrow's cooler near 60, 62 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. One day after the Orioles got some bad news on their pitching staff for opening day and beyond, their 20-year-old catching phenom provided them perhaps a glimpse of the future.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh. Samuel Basayo just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here. An absolute monster blast to right.
That one went pretty far, no doubt. Pirates TV with the call. Sam Basayo with the three-run blast, and the fifth was the difference maker as the Orioles beat the Pirates yesterday in Bradenton. 6-3 was the final. The game also saw the third outing for closer Felix Bautista. Not as sharp, certainly, as in his first appearance, or his second, for that matter. Here's manager Brandon Hyde.
I thought he got better, a little bit better as the inning went along. Still kind of feeling his way through for me. That's his third outing in year plus. And, you know, we're watching him closely. The velo ticked up a little bit toward as the inning went along.
The Orioles aren't the only team in the American League East to be dealing with pitching injuries. Add the Yankees to the list, and their situation is even worse. Ace Gerrit Cole will go under the knife. Tommy John surgery, the team announced yesterday, and he'll be out for the year. This after Cole pitched only 95 innings a year ago. And to top it all off, Luis Gil, last year's AL Rookie of the Year, has a right lat strain that cost him at least 3 months. It'll be the Yankees and the Orioles this afternoon in Tampa at 1:05. Ravens news, and there's a lot of it. Team's roster will look a lot different in 25, and it started to take shape yesterday. Five players departed. Left guard Patrick McCary signs with the Jags, 3 years, $37 million. Everybody's favorite whipping boy, cornerback Brandon Stevens, signs with the Jets, 3 years for $36 million. Linebacker Malik Harrison agrees to a 2-year, $10 million deal with the Steelers. Linebacker special teamer Chris Boer, 2 years with the Giants. Backup offensive lineman Josh Jones, 1 year to Seattle. Around the league, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks for $100 million. I don't know why. Justin Fields departs Pittsburgh, signs a $40 million deal with the Jets. Could this pave the way for Aaron Rodgers to come to Steel City? And finally, Towson University's hopes for the NCAA tournament ended yesterday in the CAA semifinals in D.C. The Delaware Blue Hens beat the Tigers 82-72 to advance to the conference final. Towson's dream season ends at 22-11. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Ravens are waiting it out.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, it's interesting. I look at the first couple of days of free agency in the NFL. This is really a weak class, I think. And I think the Ravens are well within their, not within their rights, but well thought out that they're going to really pass on this. And they're going to be very judicious. They're going to try to sign their own. They're going to let everybody go that wasn't a big part of the team last year. I know that Ravens fans sometimes get, you know, upset that they don't make a big splash in free agency. But I think particularly this year, it's a good move.
Well, they also don't have a whole lot of room in the cap.
But they never have a whole lot of room in the cap. And it's by design.
Yeah.
Because of what I just said, they sign their own and they get their draft picks.
Yeah, everybody has a different way of building their teams. Some do it through draft picks, some do it through free agency. I agree with you, that's a weak class. I think that's why you have the Redskins. They're trading for a lot of their needs.
They got a good left tackle yesterday.
Oh, they got one of the best.
Laramie Tunsil.
Pro Bowler, and then they got the Deebo Samuel trade. So, yeah, you can do it, but you got to give up picks. And I think right now, you're talking about a free agency class that's weak. I think the draft this week is the top part of the draft. May not be as strong. So you see a lot of teams maybe trading down.
One thing I thought was interesting, they let Chase Young go. I know it's over money, but I thought he would be a pillar for them in terms of the future, but I guess Josh Harris and his team must know what they're doing.
Well, Chase Young was under the previous regime, and then he went to the Saints.
Right.
And now they're talking about him coming back. So,
well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's crazy.
By the way, it is a pillar.
A bone to pick with you. It is the Fighting Blue Hens.
Of the fighting blue hens.
Okay, just.
Oh, you are a fighting. You were a fighting blue hen.
I was a fighting blue hen.
So I got to say that.
You have to say fighting blue hen.
So I have to take 3 more seconds and say the fighting blue hens.
If you need 3 seconds to say fighting, then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, should I say DeMatha or DeMatha Catholic? Yeah. Like, what do you prefer, Sean?
You could say DeMatha.
I could say that. Yeah. But I like saying DeMatha Catholic.
You could say that.
Okay.
Yeah,
the fighting blue hens.
The fighting
blue hens. It's not fighting. It's fighting with an apostrophe.
Yes, fighting blue hens.
Yeah, I remember that. Both my kids went there. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was the frightened blue hens.
Can I just call them UD? Would that be okay?
I hate UD. I do. All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 6:39. You are on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're talking about yesterday's stock market drop and the economy overall, which is still a Biden economy, by the way.
Yeah, it's interesting, Sean. The market, the stock market, hates uncertainty. They just want things settled so that they can make an investment in the long term. They adjust to whatever monetary policies, fiscal policies are in place in Washington. They just want it settled. And right now, things are not settled. And that leads to some, like Jonathan Martin over at Politico, and he has left the center saying, aha, I see. Now we see what's going on. Wall Street has woken up, and they've shaken off their addiction to Donald Trump.
I think this was the week that Wall Street woke up. Wall Street snapped out of its denialism. There was a sense, I think, among a lot of investors in the aftermath of the election, when they were riding the Trump bump, that we are back. We have a deregulatory, conservative, pro-market, pro-business president. That was fantasy. That is not Donald Trump. He is not from the Wall Street Journal. He is somebody who does deeply believe in tariffs, not just on fentanyl or drug inflow. He believes fundamentally in the tariffs.
Yeah, okay, the problem with that argument is a lot of investors, these are people who get in and out of the market without really fully understanding what's going on. To be really straightforward, people who are the business people who are in the market day in, day out, and have been for the last 15 years and will be for the next 20 years, these individuals make long-term plans. They don't say, oh, gosh, this is wonderful. We're back now. They're taking a look at what's going to be the impact on X company 4 years from now or 3 years from now and deciding whether or not to put their money in that company.
In that interview with Bartiromo on Sunday, he talked about, if the stock market drops, he says, well, the stock market isn't as important as business activity.
No, not at all.
So, again, the stock market is a predictor of the future. They're looking at, 3 months, 4 months, 5, 6 months down the road. That's what the stock market is. Right now, the more important metric is business activity, investment, unleashing energy, and dropping regulations, setting up the table for a great... And look, Trump has done it not once but twice in rebuilding this economy. He's going to do it again. This way is a little bit of a different approach. This is more of a long-term approach,
yep,
which is what we need to correct this government-driven economy versus private sector.
My dad was a senior partner in an investment firm for most of his career. He was in the market. And he used to say, the stock market has accurately predicted 25 of the last 7 recessions. it's not a particularly good predictor of what's about to be happening. One more from Martin, if I could. He said the market hates uncertainty.
This was a sort of seminal week on Wall Street, and it's not going to change. And by the way, it isn't just the tariffs. It's also the uncertainty about Elon and the role of the federal government, because that involves contracts with the private sector. So business is paralyzed on hiring, on investing. They don't know what to do going forward.
Yeah, the time to buy is when there's blood on the streets.
Yeah, there's still going to be contracts, but they're going to be legitimate contracts.
Yeah.
They're not going to be make work. They're not going to be contracts that were actually ended 10 years ago. But we're still paying on them because somebody forgot to stop the checks.
Yeah, it's kind of like alimony. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open as you're coming through the Bay Bridge this morning, primarily westbound for the traffic after Route 8 at Stevensville. Still a good trip over to the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and then over towards I-97. I-97 southbound still in the clear at Route 32. You'll have no problems eastbound at all as well from Sandy Point over towards Route 8. Still running okay on the Beltway for the most part, Parkville side through Greenspring, but that west side is solid, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. There's a new wreck in the city, southwest side. It's on Washington Boulevard. The report says between DeSoto Road and the light at Patapsco Avenue. And again, over on the southwest side on that section of Route 1. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your WCBN Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny today and 71. Enjoy this spring-like weather. Right now, 39 and clear in Parkville, and it is 38 in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Don't forget Coggle with Old Razor Blades.
Yes, now Chuck, Clausen's is selling their pickle juice in ready-to-pour bottles. They say it's good for cocktails, cooking, and more. Here is the Clausen's ad for pickle juice in a bottle.
Now, I'm not a pro athlete, but I am something of a mileage monster. And since cramps are no fun, I rely on my secret weapon, Clausen Pickle Brine. Yeah, maybe it's weird, but it makes for a great rip.
So now, Chuck, you can actually get pickled on a regular basis.
Who says I don't?
Using the real stuff.
Yeah.
Just throw a little.
I can use some right now just to cut the dust.
Yeah, exactly. Chick-fil-A is bringing back a fan-favorite barbecue sandwich after a three-year hiatus. So if you like the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich, it's coming back. It's on menus nationwide starting Monday, March the 17th. So on your way home, Bruce, you can stop by and get one.
Starting Monday. Yes. Last time I did this, the deal had ended 3 days before. So
yeah. You can do that.
You
got to
pay attention to dates.
On Monday morning. Dates, yes.
Costco's massive 5-pound tiramisu cheesecake is now out, and it is a whopper, 5-pounder, $23.99.
So, wow, that's a great price.
That is a good price for because some of these cakes you pay for at bakeries are $40, $50, $60 an
hour. Yeah.
It's a 5-pounder. I wonder how many that serves.
Five.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
One.
One.
And a glass of milk.
If you like Peeps, Easter's just around the bend. They've just become a frozen treat.
And oh, thank heavens.
The Icy Company and Peeps announced they're coming together for ultimate spring treat. Peeps flavored Icies. Okay. Will 7-Eleven follow suit and do Peeps flavored Slurpees? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Wendy's has announced its Frosty is getting a major makeover. The fast food chain announced it will soon introduce new ways to customize the beloved sweet treat. Right now, it only comes in two flavors, chocolate and vanilla. And now you'll have the option to enhance your Frosty experience through Frosty Swirls or mix-ins called Frosty Fusions.
Ooh.
You know, Chuck does a lot of those at the home bar, believe me.
Yeah.
Home bar.
So there's a lot of ways you can fuse Bailey's.
And the one of those recliners that has a door on the side. Everything is right there.
You know, the restaurant business is a very difficult business, and we say goodbye to two longtime restaurants here in the Baltimore metro area. First up is the Bayside Inn in Edgewater. They closed abruptly last Tuesday after 50 years.
Wow.
In business. It was a crab house in Edgewater, yeah. Bayside Inn. And second, in the Reisterstown area, the Harriman House.
Yeah, the Grill of Harriman House.
Has now closed after nearly 40 years of business.
I just
think
their last weekend.
Sunday night was their last service. I had my 40th birthday party there in one of the rooms at the Harriman House.
That was when it was just the original log cabin.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they added on and upgraded the whole nine yards.
Since then.
Yeah, a lot of folks are upset over the... There were tax problems there several years ago.
Well, there are tax problems there, then there are apparently new, different tax problems this time around.
Yeah.
Last time around, I think it was the employer share of FICA that was not being withheld properly, and this time, apparently, it's personal taxes that's an issue.
Yeah.
It's a shame, because it's a great little place to go.
Yeah, and there's not much to eat in that area.
No.
So now they're one less. I'm shocked they weren't able to. On Main Street?
Right on Main Street.
Main Street.
Yeah.
Right on Main Street. I kept thinking...
By the Enterprise.
Never been in there.
Yeah, right by the Enterprise, around a car.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Sure, glad to help.
That's a good landmark.
Log it, because you never know with this guy.
Yeah, you know, he's going over there drinking a car.
Absolutely.
I said your name this morning. Give me a car.
They'll give you a sandwich. You can sit in one of their cars and eat it, you know?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Did you feel like a crumb?
Put on pump.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
All right. That's good. All right.
That's good. Guys, that was brilliant, Chuck.
It sucked.
That was the funniest thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
That's real nice, Bruce. You'll be gone Monday, so we're not going to worry about it.
I will see you in a couple.
Boy, we're starting a rumor. It's great.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about that big CR coming down the pike, coming this Friday. And there's more on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. But Nancy Mace had some things to say about it as well.
Oh, yeah. Nancy Mace says what they'd like to do in the House is to make sure that Donald Trump, in order to move the economy forward, gets his one big, beautiful bill.
We've been copying and pasting for years, and in fact, both sides have done that. That is why we're in the situation today, and both Republicans and Democrats alike are responsible for the spending levels, the extraordinarily high, historically high spending levels we have today.
Yeah, one thing she points out, though, it's interesting because the GOP response has been muted so far, supporting Elon Musk. I mean, you look at the congressional Republicans, and it's not exactly like when Elon gets attacked, they step up and say, wait a minute, the guy's doing what we want him to do. Well, Mace is now stepping forward. She's saying, look, I know that when we get the stuff from Elon, we know in which direction we can be going in order to make sure that we make the appropriate cuts.
We want to have a budget resolution, reconciliation, get this done in one bill, and if this is an opportunity to do that, that's something we all have to take seriously. Seriously, every single Republican is going to need to be on board.
Every Republican.
Yep, everyone needs to be. Already one is not. Thomas Massie is a no vote, and there are a couple others, and that's what we'll talk about.
The CR
might be in trouble. It's going to be very close, going up right to the very end. More from Elon Musk and Larry Kudlow coming up in our MAGA movement update next hour. 6:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. AOC trying to reclaim her title as the strangest and stupidest member of Congress. Top of the hour, we'll talk about her. And the auto pen scandal. You aware of this? This is quite a story. Wait till you hear this one if you don't know it already. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, tanned, rested, ready. And he says, golf bag right next to him. This is a little scary. Chuck Whitaker.
Yes, there may be a what appears to be a traffic stop here northbound 95 right at the city-county line. That's what it appears to be on the right shoulder as you're coming north from Pulaski Highway. They're looking at it just a bit, but they're moving right on by. The southbound traffic is slow coming now through Rosedale. 895 is backed up to and beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway, and now 95 is going to start to back up almost back to Moravia Road. 20 to 25-minute delays now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. JFX, you're clear. Good to go. Ruxton Road, you're okay all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel says expect sunny skies today and 71 as we get closer and closer to sunrise here this morning. 38 and clear in Severn, 37 in Middle River. Steve is in Reisterstown. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a little Christmas gift this morning. 16,000 government credit cards got canceled last night.
Wow.
16,000.
Yeah.
And, I'm in people's houses all the time. Howard County has to be suffering because when I work in Howard County, all they do is team building, go to meeting sessions for like hours. I'm like, it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
And I'm fed up with these people that do nothing. I think that's what 80% of the Americans like.
Well, they're supposed to be back to work by now. The remote stuff is over. I talked to my brother last night who works for the Pentagon, and he's up in Boston, and he's got to go back into a satellite office, and he actually likes it. He doesn't like working remotely, but he's saying you ought to hear the whining and the biatching going on among many federal employees.
Well, one thing I know is getting busier because now, like Chuck says, the Beltway's clogged at 795 in the Beltway at 6:30 in the morning.
Yep, you're right about that.
Send them back.
Yeah, Steve. Actually, it was busy just coming in this morning.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is early. 795 was busy this morning, like at 3:45 a.m.
So because people are trying to beat the traffic because it's now increased, and you got the Key Bridge, you got federal governors back to work. Locally here in Maryland, lawmakers have introduced a couple of bills. House Bill 1451, the Climate Solutions Affordability Act of 2025, sponsored by Delegate Brian Chisholm, addressing the pressing energy crisis impacting Marylanders.
We have fixed-income people. We have low-income people. We have people that are dependent upon medical devices. And they're afraid when they hit the switch, it's not going to come on because they can't afford their utility bill.
Yeah, it's gotten out of control now. The last wave of bills because of the extreme cold weather, because of the increased distribution charges, and very shortly in June, that number's going to go up even more. And Chisholm says that this all has to do with government mandates.
Because the Climate Solutions Now Act bill has so many mandates in there that we're not even close to being able to meet.
Yeah, and again, that's the 2035. No more gas guzzling cars can be sold. All this, getting rid of fossil fuel, having an alternative. And this stuff is going to be able to power the state of Maryland. And that's why we're importing 40% of all of our power right now. And Delegate Chisholm said this bill, which actually has no chance of passing because of the supermajority progressive Marxists in Annapolis, was really a way just to help Marylanders cope with their rising electric costs.
So any help we can give them, whether it's $30, $40, $50, $60 a month, that's a big difference to some people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does. I mean, even if every little bit, it's kind of adds up. You know,
$50 a month, that's $600 a year, man.
And so House Bill 1258, the Energy Equality Act of 2025, sponsored by Delegate Lauren Erickson, who will be with us tomorrow on the show, ensures that Marylanders and businesses can continue to choose the tools, the appliance, and the vehicles that work best for them rather than be forced into these restrictive government mandates. And Chisholm says, look, they're giving the Democrats a pass here. They're giving them a way out.
I don't think they would ever repeal it. They're a supermajority. But I am honestly giving them a soft landing. I am giving them a way out so it's not so draconian. It's not so damaging. So I'm hoping there's an appetite.
Yeah, so the Maryland GOP lawmakers are trying to pass legislation to deliver immediate ratepayer relief and to protect consumer choice and long-term energy stability. But this is what happens. We've seen it with, this is what Democrats do. It's a Christmas tree. It's a wish list. It's the unfunded mandate of the Blueprint for Future. Where now there's infighting between the governor and House Democrats here in Maryland because they don't want to cut anything. Mm-hmm. They just want to drive this state into oblivion because they think there's a never-ending pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and that's us, the taxpayers.
Yeah, well, the assumption somehow is we don't mind paying all that money. It's kind of fun to do. Matter of fact, tax us some more because we enjoy it some more. This is the sadomasochism version of government, I think. You know, we get to be the masochists, they get to be the sadists.
Yeah, it really is. And they pass all this stuff. And here's the reason why I don't think you're ever going to see until you toss them. You got to get rid of them in Annapolis. And it can be done if voters have enough. But they are as committed to climate change, this crap that they've passed, as they are with taxing and spending. Yep. That's who they are. They've convinced themselves that climate change is an existential threat and that if they don't do this, we're all going to die. It's Chicken Little, the party of Chicken Little. Mm-hmm. And they are they're not going to give it up, I don't think. Not willingly, anyway. All right, coming up next, AOC and Hakeem says he's got Republicans on the run. And wait to hear about the Biden auto pen controversy. Was he really signing bills, or was somebody else signing in his name? It's all coming up next on The Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It appears Wall Street may be ready to recover some of what it lost in recent sell-offs, including yesterday's. Stock futures have been higher so far this morning. President Trump, meanwhile, hasn't had much to say about sinking stocks.
As Wall Street continued its sell-off to begin the week, the president did not make any public appearances and no public statements about the stock market on Monday. However, he was active on social media, sharing several dozen favorable articles about himself and Republican praise for his leadership. Over the weekend, the president refused to rule out a possible recession, which further spooked investors.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A U.S.-led delegation headed by Secretary of State Rubio meeting with Ukrainian officials at talks in Saudi Arabia. The discussions focus on finding a way to end the war with Russia. The meeting comes hours after Russian air defenses shot down 337 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions overnight. A proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year has run into opposition.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massey posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal judge rules that DOGE must start releasing records of its activities, saying the Department of Government Efficiency is likely subject to the Freedom of Information Act. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 98 points. NASDAQ futures better by 66 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your health care is complicated, it doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your health care with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're still doing fine through Annapolis, primarily westbound on the westbound side from Route 8 through the ramps coming into Sandy Point at Oceanic Drive through there to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge over towards I-97, and even I-97 to this point, not much of a backup, but that will change in about a half an hour or so coming south through there. Beltway, yep, all jammed up, 795 to Frederick Road. Interloop now at Green Spring. The Parkville side is busy before Hartford Road around to Providence Road, and we're in the area of 15 to 20 minute delays coming south right now going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of any rain until the weekend, so get outside. Enjoy the sunshine, the warm weather, 71 today. Tomorrow's cooler near 60, 62 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now, it's 33 in Bel Air. Ellicott City has 31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The victim of a deadly Sunday night shooting in White Marsh has been identified as a 17-year-old. Baltimore County Police say the teen was gunned down in the 4300 block of Bedrock Circle just before 9 p.m. It was an isolated incident. The victim's name has not been released. Police asking anyone with information to please step forward, call detectives or Metro Crime Stoppers. Baltimore City Council unanimously passed a resolution urging state lawmakers to fully fund the Blueprint for America's Future Education Plan. By passing that resolution, the council is requesting that the General Assembly reject Governor Moore's Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which would delay some programs in the blueprint. Defense attorneys for the driver charged in the deadly Beltway work zone crash are asking for more time to prepare their case. During a status conference in Baltimore County, the defense for Lisa Lee said they need additional time to review evidence since they are the third defense team to represent her since 2023. According to the Baltimore Sun, the attorneys say scheduling the trial for April 28th would be a difficult timeline. According to the NTSB, Lee and Malachi Brown were driving at speeds of more than 120 miles per hour when they collided, and her car went into the construction zone, killing six workers. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Stein on Sports. It's, by the way, pick three lottery 198, pick four 7293 at 7:06.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, NFL free agency hit home yesterday in Baltimore with five Ravens heading to greener pastures, and I mean, of course, in pursuit of getting paid. The headliners were Patrick McCary to the Jags, 3 years, $37 million, and Brandon Stevens to the Jets, 3 years for $36 million. Here was Ravens GM Eric DaCosta about Brandon Stevens at his postseason press conference back in January.
He's probably going to have a chance to test the market and see what his value is. But he's helped us win a lot of games over the last couple of years.
And indeed, that's what happened. Again, 3 years, $36 million to the Jets. Orioles news, Sam Bisaio's three-run shot yesterday will get all the headlines in the 6-3 win over the Pirates. But under the covers, an interesting development, the Orioles gave Jackson Holliday a start at shortstop. As Gunnar Henderson remains out, Holliday will probably be the number one option as long as Henderson is out. One throw yesterday for Holliday pulled Ryan O'Hearn off the bag. That was the only play that he was asked to make, but manager Brandon High talked about his offense after the game.
Two backsides, you know, double, kind of a weird swing, but a double the other way, and then a really nice swing on a single the other way. So, he's made a lot of improvements offensively.
He has. Holiday, 8 for 27 on the spring. A couple of hits yesterday against Pittsburgh. He's batting .296. Orioles beat the Pirates 6-3. Coming up at 7:35, Steph Curry makes NBA history off the court. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks for joining us. This is hour number two of The Morning Drive. Hey, this is an action-packed first hour if you're just now tuning in. Don't forget. Kick it off every morning, 6 a.m. You want to be right here as we leave the gate. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about the growing anti-Semitism problem on college campuses and what the Biden administration did, and not much, and what the Trump administration is doing. It's really significant. Also, the Biden auto pen controversy, and our top story here is Hakeem Jeffries says he's got Donald Trump and the Republicans on the run?
Yeah, I mean, apparently we're living in an alternate reality where we see things a little differently than Hakeem Jeffries, because he came out with a statement yesterday. First of all, it was very odd that I had to shorten the time between words, because it was clear he was reading off of a teleprompter, off of cue cards, and he's not very good at it. So he'd get one phrase out, and then there'd be a long pause before the next phrase. So just for radio purposes, just please understand, I've tightened it up a good bit. But Hakeem Jeffries yesterday said, you know what, the Democrats are exactly where they want to be. They have Donald Trump on the ropes.
They made promises with respect to lowering costs. Costs aren't going down. They're going up. Inflation is going up. You know what's coming down? Donald Trump's poll numbers. Because he is mismanaging the economy, and the American people are feeling it. And we're just at the 45-day mark.
Yes, his poll numbers are coming down. They're all the way down to 52% now.
Yeah.
Where Congress is like at 18. So.
And we've always heard that no matter who the president, it takes at least a year and a half or so to turn
for
new policies to take place and turn the economy around. After 4 years of spending, out of control spending, and of course inflation was out of control, he had to have the help of Jerome Powell to keep at least the pitchforks and torches from marching on the White House. It's going to take a little bit of time to turn this thing around.
Well, think about it. It's as if you're turning around the Dwight Eisenhower at high seas, when you've been going 40 knots in one direction. You don't do a stop and a three-point turn and simply go the other direction. It takes a while to turn that ship around. It's the same with something as large as our government. But Hakeem Jeffries says, well, he knows all the targets now for the Democrats, which is a surprise because nobody else seems to have come to the conclusion that they have any targets. But Hakeem Jeffries says there are a couple of three they're sure they're going to win on.
Republicans are trying to enact the largest cut to Medicaid in American history. And we need to keep the pressure on them legislatively and in communities all across the country. And partnering with you, we will be able to continue to do that.
Okay, now think about this. The largest cuts in Medicaid history. Well, I've not seen these yet, but if what he means is a work requirement for people who are getting Medicaid or for people who are on welfare, why is that a bad thing?
Yeah, that's number one. Number two is there should be some people cut from Medicaid.
Yes.
Not funding, but the people, and those would be illegal aliens, should not receive a single cent of Medicaid. And Andy Harris and Chip Roy and one of the members of the House Freedom Caucus, they have an op-ed in today's on Fox News at foxnews.com in which they're saying that unless we have significant Medicaid reform, we are going to add $20 trillion
$1 trillion to our national debt in the next 10, 15 years.
It's a huge illegal magnet we have working here. If you want more illegals, offer them lots of free stuff. And Medicaid is one of the things at the top of the list. Jeffrey says that no, the Democrats, they have Donald the run, and they're going to call out all these evil Republican cuts.
They want to cut Medicaid, cut nutritional assistance for children and families, cut veterans benefits, and potentially cut Social Security benefits by trying to decimate the Social Security Administration. We have to continue to call them out on their extremism. We will do that. And all of that is being done in service of trying to pass massive tax breaks for their billionaire donors like Elon Musk and wealthy corporations.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've got a story I got to tell you about Medicaid coming up in just a second. It's a mind-boggling.
And I get so tired of the, you know, it's those evil rich guys. We just want tax breaks for those evil rich guys. I'm not an evil rich guy. You know, I'm not an evil middle-class guy. I'm just a working guy. And I'll tell you, I'll take any tax cut I can get. It is our money, not theirs. Bear that in mind. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather, and Good Barters on the threes.
Yes, and 295, a little busy here. 197, looks like the normal delay as you're coming up through the area to and from Powder Mill Road. 197, coming down from Route 32 and from 198. Don't see anything in the roadway, but really slow right now as you're traveling at 197 and really on both sides of 295. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop, Greenspring, 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. All the major interstates inbound to the Beltway right now are clear coming in towards 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a sunny 71 today. Some clouds tonight, but should be dry. And 60 tomorrow, 62 on Thursday. Rain maybe this weekend. Right now clear, 38 in Ellicott City, 39 in Stevensville. Time for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Liberation Day, indeed. And over the weekend, President Trump, in an interview, said that he wrote the murder mullahs of Iran a letter trying to jumpstart some nuclear talks, because Iran's getting close and close to getting a nuclear weapon, and neither we or the Israelis want that to happen, or the European Union, for that matter. Here's the Trump. Here's President Trump on that letter.
I hope that Iran, and I've written him a letter saying, I hope you're going to negotiate, because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing for them.
Yeah.
And they responded by saying, we're not responding. We're not negotiating. Nothing to say to you or anybody else in the West. And that prompted President Trump to drop this little tidbit.
I would rather negotiate a deal. I'm not sure that everybody agrees with me, but we can make a deal that would be just as good as if you won militarily. But the time is happening now. The time is coming up. Something's going to happen one way or the other.
Something's going to happen one way or the other. That's what everybody's talking about. What does that mean? Does that mean that there's going to be, now obviously maximum pressure is going to be put back on Iran. And today, of course, the peace talks in Saudi Arabia get underway. Secretary of State Rubio saying yesterday that Ukraine is going to have to cede territory if they want peace.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear it. Now, Zelensky apparently has apologized to Trump and to J.D. Vance after that despicable performance in the Oval Office, according to Steve Witkoff. But we'll have to wait and see what that looks like. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Friday, President Trump signed an executive order regarding Bitcoin.
Yesterday, I signed an executive order officially creating our strategic Bitcoin reserve, and this will be a virtual Fort Knox for digital gold to be housed within the United States Treasury. That's a big thing, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking at the future now. He does not want either the Chinese or the EU or anybody else getting a leg up on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that is the future, whether we like it or not. I don't understand Bitcoin. But there are people out there saying it's hard to launder money with Bitcoin, allegedly. I don't know.
I have to do more study on that. Meanwhile, yesterday, the president said to Republicans, conservatives, and all great Americans, Elon Musk is putting it on the line in order to help our nation. He's doing a fantastic job, but the radical left lunatics, as they often do, are trying to illegally and collusively boycott Tesla, one of the world's great automakers and Elon's baby, in order to attack and do harm to him and everything he stands for. They tried to do it to me, the 2024 presidential ballot box, but how did that work out? In any event, I'm going to buy a brand new Tesla tomorrow morning, meaning today, as a show of confidence and support for Elon Musk, a truly great American. Musk sat down with Larry Kudlow yesterday on Fox Business to talk about yesterday's cyber attack on X.
There was a cyber attack on X today, which shut it down and may have been foreign sourced. Yes. It's a big story. You want to give us a moment on that?
Well, we're not sure exactly what happened, but there was a massive cyber attack to try to bring down the X system with IP addresses originating in the Ukraine area.
Now, okay. I'm doubting it's the government, but who knows? It could very well be. So you're going to bite the hand that feeds you. $350 billion, and you're going to attack. There's make no mistake why it's X, because he's tied to Trump.
Sure.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. Musk went on to say he's found some very disturbing things in the Social Security database.
Why are the 20 million people who are definitely dead marked as alive in the Social Security database? Why were hundreds of millions of dollars of Small Business Administration loans were given out to people aged 11 and under, according to the Social Security?
I don't understand something. When my parents passed away, I had to call both OPM and Social Security, because my father was a civil servant, and my mother had... I informed them they had passed away. And everything went smooth. Very, very fast, very efficient. But a lot of people don't do that, apparently. Shouldn't the funeral homes or whoever have one little postcard, something, and to notify the government that that person has passed away?
One would think you'd have to have some kind of notification.
Yeah, you would think. Musk went on to say that they found some very nasty stuff in USAID as well.
What we saw there is just a tremendous amount of money being sent to non-governmental organizations. But actually, this, by the way, is, I think, one of the biggest sources of fraud in the world, is government-funded non-governmental organizations.
Mm. Bingo.
This is a gigantic fraud loophole.
He's absolutely 100% right on that. And what I love about Musk is that he's bringing and posting receipts to this whole thing.
Yep. We post the receipts. So it's like, this action has been taken, this action has been taken. So when we get criticism, we say, like, of what? Which line do you disagree with? Mm. Like, which cost saving do you disagree with? And people usually can't think of any.
Yeah, and you look at it, and it is just yesterday Secretary Rubio announced that 83% of the USAID contracts have been canceled. So that really 83%, meaning that most of that was waste, fraud, and or abuse. 49 days in to the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way, because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
It is 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, AOC is back in the news.
Yes, she is.
Again.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now, it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX at Ruxton Road coming into Old Pimlico Road down to the city county line. Lanes are open. It's busy, but all three lanes are moving south into Northern Parkway. No reports of any problems south of that area as eventually we come into downtown. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays there. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road. We're backed up, almost back now to the city county line on 95, and 895 now is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So 20 to 25 minute delays as you're moving south. The lanes are open, but the slowdowns continue into both the tunnels. Nothing major right now on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Weather Channel forecast, sunny today and 71. Enjoy, soak it in. 38 right now in Millersville, 42 in Reisterstown. Just a real quick story I wanted to share with you regarding Medicaid and disability. This was, I guess, Social Security disability, whatever. But there was a friend of a friend who was a brilliant pianist, and she taught. Mm-hmm. Piano for a good 10, 15 yep. years or so. And just very, very good piano teacher and piano player. Apparently something happened where she got carpal tunnel in one of her playing, in one of her hands.
Yeah, it's a stress injury. Yeah. Yeah.
And she couldn't play anymore. And even though she had surgeries and so mm-hmm. on and so forth, could not play the piano any longer as well as she could. And so she applied for and received disability. And I asked her, I said, are you not able to work at all? And she said, no, this is what I love. This is my passion. I can no longer perform my passion. Therefore, I am, by definition, disabled. And I said, well, I just, with all due respect, I'm sure.
You're friggin' kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God.
So she is on disability now. She's able-bodied. She's extremely bright. One of the smartest people I know.
Well, yeah, she's failed the system, Sean.
Yeah, but she's sitting out on disability because she can no longer play the piano, but she's clearly able to do other things. She could work in any number of things. But that's where we are today in our system.
It's amazing. Yeah, once I developed my bad back, I discovered I can no longer work as a mattress tester. So, I mean, it's rough because I could lie down and nap on mattresses for hours on end before the back injury. So I can no longer follow my passion either. Gosh, life is such a difficult challenge for us, isn't it? Amazing. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Maybe just a little concerned that Jasmine Crockett is nipping at her heels for the dumbest member of Congress ever. She is back in the news again. This is wild, folks. This is the woman who went down to Texas, stood by a chain link fence, and pretended to cry for the cameras, and there was nothing on the other side of the fence. It was a photo op, and she was counting on a compliant media to not show that there were no horribly treated immigrants on the other side of the chain link fence. And, of course, by and large, the compliant media did just that.
Every time you see Tom Holman on Fox News, every time you see Kristi Noem, every time you see these law enforcement officials doing flashy television interviews, understand that they are taking resources away from looking at human trafficking. They are taking attention and focus and real dollars and real resources away from actual drug enforcement, trafficking enforcement, actually going after and actually trying to investigate really harmful activity that is happening.
Yeah. So every time you see them saying, we just had a major bust, what was it? They had like a couple hundred on Houston the other day. And that somehow this is weakening the amount of money they have. That's not the entire point. The point is you have people who are going to say, I'll self-deport rather than be caught up in that dragnet. Or you have people say, I think maybe I'll get myself registered so if I'm caught, I can leave and come back or something. I mean, they will adjust their behavior pattern. So basically, it's just trying to figure out some way of attacking what's going on with a complete lack of understanding as to how transparent she is. Now, this is something she was challenged on in the Capitol, going up a flight of stairs, and her bodyguard, aide, whatever the hell he was, in essence, a little veiled threat to the reporter asking the questions. Listen to this.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, your district is very much suffering through the border crisis. Get your hands off me. What?
You're going to fall down the stairs, man.
Relax. Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
Sir, you're going to fall down the stairs.
So the guy says, he puts his hands on the reporter. He says, careful, these are really slippery steps. You could hurt yourself.
Mm.
Well, that's not a veiled threat.
Holy you smokes. Remember during J6, she was afraid that she was in another building. She wasn't even at the Capitol.
Yes.
And police were knocking on the door trying to say if she was all right. And she thought she wouldn't let him in. She thought she was going to be raped by the police officer.
I mean, the woman's not right.
No. There's something.
But you know what? It's funny because if you line them up in a lineup, her on one and Jasmine Crockett on the other, you'd have to look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and say she's closer to normal than Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, that's not saying much.
Damning with faint praise.
The Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com and on a Rumble page. Check it out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, the Joe Biden auto pen controversy. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Squatters in a vacant row home may have started last week's four-alarm fire at the 2200 block of North Fulton in West Baltimore. A city fire chief, James Wallace, says the preliminary finding suggests that the unauthorized individuals may have been present in the structure before the fire broke out. He says investigators are working to determine the exact circumstances and whether criminal activity played a role. The victim of a deadly Sunday night shooting in White Marsh has been identified as a 17-year-old. Baltimore County Police say the teen was gunned down in the 4300 block of Bedrock Circle just before 9 p.m. It was an isolated incident. A victim's name has not been released. Police asking anyone with information on the case to please call detectives or contact Metro Crime Stoppers. Baltimore City Council unanimously passed a resolution urging state lawmakers to fully fund the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Education Plan. By passing that resolution, the council is requesting that the General Assembly reject Governor Wes Moore's, quote, Excellence in Maryland Public School Act, which would delay some programs in the Blueprint as the state deals with a budget deficit of around $3 billion. In a statement, Governor Moore says that he looks forward to continuing conversations with the legislature, local officials, educators, families, and all partners involved to ensure the long-term success and sustainability of Maryland's blueprint for the future. And defense attorneys for the driver charged in the deadly Baltimore work zone crash are asking for more time to prepare the case. They say, hey, we're the third defense group here. Give us a couple of minutes at least. They had a status conference in Baltimore County. The defense for Lisa Lee said they needed an additional time to review evidence since they're the third defense team to represent her since 2023. It's 7:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Pick three, lottery number 198. Your pick four, 7293. And now it's 7:33. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a delay coming into Vicksburg. There was a broken down vehicle there for about 10 minutes. Eastbound 140 at the light at Route 91. Just in the last couple of minutes, got the vehicle off the roadway. Still some backups there. May take several light changes to get everybody through. And then after that, we should be okay as you're heading east on 140 and eventually down through the Baltimore County line. Morning backup now towards Annapolis has arrived, and the slowdown is there. This is the normal delay, I-97 southbound after the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of any rain until the weekend, so get outside. Enjoy the sunshine, the warm weather, 71 today. Tomorrow's cooler near 60, 62 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, Orioles catcher Sam Basayo was certainly special yesterday against the Pirates, coming to bat with two on in the top of the fifth.
He's going to settle in just fine.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh. Samuel Basayo just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here, an absolute monster blast to right.
Sounds like it went pretty far. That call on Pirates TV, Basayo's three-run shot, his second of the spring, was the highlight of a 6-3 O's win over the Pirates, and prompted manager Brandon Hyde to say this in the postgame.
That ball was absolutely crushed. And we've seen that type of power, so I thought he caught well, too. This is a great experience for him.
O's and Yankees go at it today in Tampa at 105. Speaking of the Yankees, how grim is their spring? The team learning yesterday that ace Gerrit Cole will go under the knife. Tommy John surgery out for the year. This on top of Luis Gil, last year's American League Rookie of the Year, with a right lat strain. We know all about that here in Baltimore. That cost him at least 3 months. Ravens news, team's roster will look a lot different in 2025, and it started to take shape yesterday. Five players departing. Patrick McCary signs with the Jags. Brandon Stevens with the Jets. Malik Harrison goes to the Steelers. Chris Board to the Giants. And the backup offensive lineman Josh Jones goes to Seattle. Elsewhere, Cooper Kupp expected to be released by the Rams. Baltimore could be a landing spot, but Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta cautions on that.
We're still going to be trying to find the guys that we can get that we think are good value that maybe come to us and play better than what we expected. And we have a lot of those guys, right? And you know those guys that come in and you're like, man, this guy's really good. I can't believe the Ravens got this guy for $1.5 million.
Okay, so that's not Cooper Kupp. NBA last night, Wizards fell to the Raptors 119-104, their 50th loss in 63 games. Elsewhere, the Lakers suffered a blow on Saturday, not only losing to the Celtics, but also losing LeBron James for an extended period of time with a pulled groin. And finally, how about this? Steph Curry has accepted a role with his alma mater, Davidson College, as an assistant general manager for the basketball program, both men's and women's. Curry becomes the first active player in U.S. major professional sports history to take an administrative job with an NCAA team while still playing. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Orioles go Agent Orange.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so you guys were talking about this in the break last time. The Orioles announcing, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that they were going to wear their all orange uniforms, the tops and the bottoms, you know, the shirts and the pants, periodically this year. And they're going to start on April 12th. I think the first game is against the Blue Jays. It was popularized back in the 70s when it seemed like all teams were going to like a monochromatic look. Sean, you're not a big fan of this.
No, I'm not. I don't like. There's some colors that just, it's like the Seahawks when they do their monochromatic lime green or whatever that green is called.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. Or maybe it's David Rubenstein's way of paying tribute to Donald Trump. I don't know.
If that was
the intent, then maybe, but I don't like the orange on orange.
They'll all be wearing Trump wigs as well.
But what about the red hats, though? Is anybody like, I guess the Cardinals are going to wear the red hats and the red shirts and all that stuff.
Look,
right?
The Ravens look great in all black. Or even all purple. Yeah.
All right, so there are some colors.
Colors I think are okay. I just don't like the orange on it. Okay.
Well, you know, one of the most iconic photos of Oriole history in general is the 420 game winners in 1971 wearing the orange uniforms. So I'm going to bring that in, Sean, and I'm going to put it on your computer so you can look at it all day long.
I would love to see it. You said yourself you weren't a big fan of it.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'll tell you what I do like, though. I like the orange tops and the white pants. I think that's a cool look.
I do like that. All right, very good.
Well, thanks, why are you dressed in all black for the third day in a row?
All black is my look. Okay. All black, baby. Hey, you wake up at 5. Oh, no, I'm not going to even go there.
Really? Seriously?
I'm not going there.
Come to think of it.
Yeah.
Oh, he sleeps in. All right. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You know what an auto pen is, right?
Yep.
An auto pen signature is a mechanical or digital reproduction of a person's signature using a machine. And allow someone, and usually a high-ranking official, to sign documents without physically writing their signature each time. It's often used for mass signings. If you're sending out campaign fundraising letters, okay?
Yep.
Let's say you're sending out, 10,000, all right? You're not going to sit and sign all 10,000. You're going to use an auto pen, and in some places, it's perfectly fine. But for official government documents, and specifically executive orders, one wonders if that is, I don't think it's legit. I don't think it's, it should, I think the person, especially a president, should be there physically in person to sign an executive order.
Yeah, I think if there are exigent circumstances, if you break your hand or something like this, or a bad arthritis,
but you could still be,
physically present
while the auto pen is signing for you.
I think if the auto pen is being used while you're in the Bahamas, that's a little sketchy.
The first hint that we got that something wasn't right, Speaker Johnson told the story about President Biden then signing an executive order pausing LNG exports from his home state of Louisiana.
Sir, why did you pause LNG exports to Europe? Like, I don't understand. You know, liquefied natural gas is in great demand by our allies. Why would you do that? Because you understand, we just talked about Ukraine. You understand you're fueling Vladimir Putin's war machine because they got to get their gas from him. You know, and he looks at me stunned with this, and he said, I didn't do that. And I said, Mr. President, yes, you did. It was an executive order, 3 weeks ago. And he goes, no, I didn't do that. And he's arguing with me. I said, Mr. President, respectfully, could I go out here and ask your secretary to print it out? We'll read it together. You definitely did that. And he goes, oh, you talk about natural gas. Yes, sir. He said, no, you misunderstand. He said, what I did is I signed this thing to, we're gonna conduct a study on the effects of LNG. I said, no, you're not, sir. You paused it. I know. I have the terminal, the export terminal, in my state. I've talked to those people this morning. This is doing massive damage to our economy, national security. It occurred to me, Barry, he was not lying to me. He genuinely did not know what he had signed. And I walked into that meeting with fear and loathing because I thought, we're in serious trouble. Who is running the country? Like, I don't know who put the paper in front of him, but he didn't know.
You know, Jimmy the Outer Banks points out something really interesting that should pertain here, it seems to me. Why is there any need for an auto pan except to sign birthday cards for 80-year-olds? Ever sign a will or other important legal document? Most places, they require that a witness be present for this.
Well, it gets worse. Last week, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey asked the DOJ to investigate whether White House staffers exploited Joe Biden's cognitive decline and issued far-left orders at the end of his presidency without his knowledge. Quote, I'm demanding the DOJ investigate whether President's cognitive decline allowed the unelected staff to push through radical policy without his knowing approval. In fact, Biden staffers were exploiting his mental decline. If that was happening, those orders are null and void, end of quote. So Bailey's citing that Biden's decision to commute a federal death sentence of nearly 40 prisoners on death row. He said that, again, staffers and the vice president can't constitutionally evade accountability by laundering far-left orders through a man who doesn't know what he's signing. And he invoked Robert Herz. Remember the report on Biden? He couldn't really go after him because he was an elderly man with a poor memory. Well, it gets worse. The Oversight Project, which has been tracking this, they gathered every document they could find with Biden's signature. Every one.
Okay.
All used the auto pen signature except for the announcement he was dropping out of the 24 race. And what's worse, he had revealed six criminals were pardoned by Biden's auto pen on December 30, 2022, while Joe Biden was vacationing and golfing in St. Croix.
Wow.
So, who was operating the auto pen? Who's running the country? Who pardoned these criminals? Apparently without the president's knowledge. Full investigation. Hello, Attorney General Pam Bondi. Add that to your stack.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. So now is your opportunity, 410-WCBM-680. Make it quick because we're going to do that in about a minute. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Charles.
Morning. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Tunnel backups now all the way back to the city-county line. Both 895 and 95 now backed up right at the city-county line. And then 95 south through Rosedale. You'll get that impact as well, because when you get to the city line, you just can't go anywhere. Total gridlock from there. Nothing in the way. No accidents, no broken down vehicles, nothing in the way. Just very heavy traffic. And now we're looking at 30, 35-minute delays from that point going south into both the harbor tunnels. The Beltway, again, the normal delays, Parkville side through Green Spring and also on the west side, 795 to Frederick Road. City Police had a new wreck, Moravia Road at Sinclair Lane. And it looks like we're a little slow now in the construction area on 95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather teleforecast, a gorgeous day in store right now. Gorgeous morning out there, of course. Sunshine abounds. 71 today, and then tomorrow some clouds roll in, but stays dry and 60. It'll be 62 on Thursday. Rain maybe over the weekend, but right now it is a nice morning. It is 38 and sunny in Ellicott City and 37 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug prizes today. Robert in Middle River is our contestant.
Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll just keep the trend. I'll go first.
Oh, you gotta go first. Okay.
Man.
You don't want to wait around to hear the pearls of wisdom from Chuck Whitaker?
Pearls of wisdom. That's a good way to describe it, huh? Going with pearls now.
Nice finesse, Robert. Nice finesse.
He stepped right around it.
He sure did.
Yes, he did.
And then he stepped in it.
He should run for office. Here we go.
He should.
Story one. The University of California, Davis has announced plans to convert all its men's and women's locker rooms at its recreation centers into universal all-sex locker rooms. As you might imagine, that sparked outrage among women's rights activists, because now any and anyone can use the locker rooms of either sex.
Story two, workers in D.C. have started the process of dismantling some of the Black Lives Matter Plaza on 16th Street in D.C. It's a cost $4 million to install and maintain. President Trump has ordered Muriel Bowser to remove part of the eyesore, but not all of it. Trump says just change the word black to all, which will save taxpayers money. And story three, the House of Representatives passed a bill aimed at cracking down on the Mexican cartel's use of tunnels underneath our southwestern border to smuggle illegal aliens and illicit items, you know, like fentanyl, into the United States. The bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, 402 to 1. Who was the one? Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, Michigan. All right, story one, universal locker rooms coming to UC Davis. Story two, All Lives Matter Plaza now in D.C. And story three, racist Rashida Tlaib thinks it's a good idea to keep those tunnels for the smuggling of human beings and illegal drugs. Robert, what are you thinking?
I think it's between two and three, and I think I'm going to go with three.
All right, Robert goes for story number three. Kristen?
This is a hard one, and I was also between two and three and one. But I'm going to say number two, just because I didn't hear that, and I feel like Trump would want it all gone either way, because he doesn't like disgracing classic architecture. I'll say two.
All right. Not sure that pavement qualifies as
the whole area. Yeah. So the whole aesthetic.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. Kristen goes for two. Bruce?
I think I'd go with Robert. I think UC Davis is probably true. I have not heard the little fill-up at the end of the Black Lives Matter, but I know they're taking some of the stuff down at least. So I'm going to guess number three.
All right. Bruce goes for three. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck? So we're all across the board today. Hey, Chuck does not believe that the UC Davis is converting all of its men's and women's locker rooms to gender neutral, all sex, whatever. That is a true story. Sorry about that, Chuck.
You misunderstood, Chuck.
Bad value of pearls.
Yeah. Chuck, you misunderstood.
Shot across the mouth.
He took a shot at me.
He took a shot at you.
What did he say?
He said that's a velvet little pearl he had there, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. We know where you live. We'll have your address right after this bit, so we'll know where you live.
Story number two is our fake news story of the day. The whole thing is going.
Yeah.
They're not keeping just changing one word, so the whole thing is being dismantled. So
nobody wins.
Kristen.
I won.
Kristen,
sorry about that.
Yeah, once again. Sorry, Robert, thanks for listening and playing the game. You know, Kristen, you know, comes in and shines, and you just try to diminish her.
I know. No, I didn't try to diminish anything. I didn't hear what she said.
You're a diminisher. She said she narrowed it down between two and three and one.
Bruce, I don't even know why you're involved in this. Why are you even talking to me?
I'm not.
I know you're not, because I'm not listening.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to say goodbye.
No, it's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come here on the program, the problem, growing problem of anti-Semitism on college campuses. Biden did nothing. Trump is doing something. And coming up at the top of the hour, Governor Moore on a podcast calling Trump names, and we'll tell you about him battling his own party over the Blueprint for Future. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Elon Musk says X is experiencing a massive leftist cyber attack, and the new Canadian premier wants to pick a fight with Donald Trump.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 752, Tuesday morning. Great piece by Matt Vespa in Town Hall this morning. It turns out that Senator Chris Murphy, who's gotten some really very positive coverage in the Courier newsroom, which is a left-of-center news source on online, it turns out that maybe part of the reason he's got such positive, he was like the cover story. He's dumped his wife and he's now hanging out with the woman who runs that CEO Democrat media operation. So a little bit of inside there. It looks like it's been great, but after all, she got my picture on the cover of a magazine. So what do you expect?
And it's not Rolling Stone.
That's right. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who has pearls dripping from his mouth right after he swallowed a pearl necklace pretty much every time. Chuck Whitaker.
The golden throat with the brass tonsils.
There you go.
97.
So listen, Chuck, if you get all stopped up, is that a pearl jam?
I-97 southbound continues to slow, just ignoring that part right there. Slowing at Route 32, down to the bridge at 178. That's all the normal delays. BW Parkway is slow. Slowing at Powder Mill Road, northbound slowing at 197. Southbound, we're slowing from about 216 and 198 down to the Capitol Beltway. The outer loop is really slow from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and 71 today. It is going to be gorgeous. It's 40 already in Arnold, 39 in Parkville. Rob Carson texting into the show saying, don't puppets operate by someone externally from a distance? Meaning Joe Biden. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He kind of reminds me of, who's the guy that has the Biden puppet? What's his name again?
Is it
Jeff Dunham?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it somebody else?
No, I think it's Dunham, because he also has
the terrorist.
He uses the terrorist, and he has his regular, and I can't remember the regular poet's name.
Mm.
Yeah. Was, I mean, I could never get used to having somebody's hand up my back, moving my head back and forth. So, just a thought. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There are continuing problems on colleges and universities in this country, and it's led to a couple of things. It's led to a lot of money being withheld from colleges and universities because they have continuing anti-Semitic problems. $400 million pulled back from Columbia University, as an example. Nancy Mace says that she was at Harvard for this symposium, and she had a good time doing it. So forth, and they said that they've just replaced their president there, but there's a caveat.
I was with the students of Harvard at their Politics Institute of Politics. The students were actually very good, and they have a new president of Harvard. However, the former president, Claudine Gay, she's still employed.
So the question would be, Claudine Gay, she's an anti-Semite, and pro-Hamas, why is she still employed at all by Harvard University?
This is an anti-Semite, a Jew hater, still employed by Harvard. I brought the issue up when I spoke to them and spoke to the students. We spoke about a lot of uncomfortable issues, and we had a great colloquy, a great conversation, a great debate. I think they're eager to improve the image of Harvard, but they got to put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, Harvard has a massive endowment. Why Harvard's receiving money from the feds is a bit of a puzzle, just as Columbia. I mean, they pulled $400 million from Columbia, but Columbia has a huge endowment. And again, in those kinds of circumstances, why is the federal government sending the tax dollars of Joe the plumber to Columbia University or to Harvard University or any other university that has an endowment that would cover any expenses they have for the next 100 years? I mean, you just have to ask that question at some point. But the real key here is that the federal government under Donald Trump is now actually taking action. Leo Terrell has been brought on board.
We're going to eliminate anti-Semitism. It's rampant. It is horrendous. Under President Trump leadership and Pam Bondi leadership, we are working on this 24/7. We have marching orders to eradicate this. The Biden-Garland administration did absolutely nothing. They did nothing to address anti-Semitism, and it's rampant across the country.
Yeah, it didn't just crop up last year, Sean. It's back. One of the big differences is under this administration, there's already been the first of, and I suspect there will be more. I'd be flabbergasted if there weren't more, actually. One individual here on a student visa been told, sorry, get the hell out of town. We don't want you here.
Yeah, they got this character, this anti-Israel agitator, Mahmoud Khalil,
yeah,
who was leading it on, and he was
leading spokesman.
Aligned with Hamas.
Yeah.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that he received intel that this individual was a national security threat. And so they detained him. They arrested him. He's now in Louisiana waiting deportation, but a federal judge has blocked that, as most Biden or Democrat-appointed judges are doing right now. So Biden did nothing to curb anti-Semitism. In fact, Trump says right now they're looking to 60 universities are under investigation, including here locally, AU in D.C., and Johns Hopkins in Baltimore for having anti-Semitic discrimination and harassment issues.
Yeah, Terrell says, well, the one thing the federal government can do is, with that money, you can reward people and you can punish people.
We are suing every one of these universities guilty of anti-Semitism under Title VI. We're taking away their money. We're going to bankrupt these universities. We're going to take away every single federal dollar.
Yeah, now, whether or not they're able to actually bankrupt colleges and universities with massive endowments is a bit problematic. But you can certainly put a lot of pressure on them to say, well, if you want to go ahead and go to your graduates and your alums and say, we need a whole lot more money from you because, as in the case of Columbia, we just had $400 million withheld from us. Can you write me a check for $1 million? I mean, if that's the path they have to go down, at any rate, you have to take the moral stand that, no, we're not going to continue to fund anti-Semitism.
You take $400 million out of Columbia University, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, except they have an endowment of the billions.
All right, but that's still, it's going to hurt.
Sure.
It's going to hurt at some level. But then what that sends is a signal to other donors and contributors that,
Your money is being wasted.
Yeah, exactly. And so then when that stuff starts drying up, then the tenured profs and radical Marxists that attend these college campuses will be put on notice.
Yeah, and that is the hope. They're simply saying, well, the one thing we can do is we can punish you for a lack of action. You can't simply say, well, this is free speech. No, you're threatening other students. That's not
harassment.
Free speech.
It is harassment, pure and simple, and they wouldn't tolerate it of any other group. But why do they make such, why do they bend over backwards for the pro-Hamas agitators on campus? I'll never know.
Gotta wonder.
It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Talks focusing on ending the Russia-Ukraine war are underway in Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Rubio leading the U.S. delegation in discussions with Ukrainian officials. The talks come hours after Ukraine launched a massive drone attack on Russia and in the aftermath of recent stepped-up Russian attacks on Ukraine. The House to vote today on a stopgap funding bill to avert a looming partial government shutdown. HotAir.com managing editor Ed Morrissey says Republicans may lose the vote of one of their own as they try to pass the bill.
I think the only Republican they're going to lose is Thomas Massie. John Fetterman said he's going to vote for the CR once it gets to the Senate. I think that this thing's going to go through pretty smoothly, actually, in the end, because I think everybody except Thomas Massie is going to recognize that this is not the fight anymore, that fiscal year 2025 is not the fight anymore.
The money bill will keep federal agencies funded through September. President Trump's advice to Republicans,
stand united. Amid legal action over the arrest, President Trump says the detention of a pro-Hamas campus organizer is only the beginning.
Mahmoud Khalil played a key role in organizing last year's demonstrations at Columbia University denouncing the war in Gaza. The Department of Homeland Security claimed he'd led activities aligned to Hamas, while President Trump said his arrest and possible deportation will be the first of many more pro-Palestinian protesters. A lawyer for Mr. Khalil said he'd been chosen as an example to stifle entirely lawful dissent. The judge has ruled that he can't be deported while the court is considering a legal challenge brought by his lawyers. A hearing is scheduled for Wednesday.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Watching Wall Street stock futures higher this morning following yesterday's big sell-off, the Dow futures are up 159 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report now of an accident on the inner loop near Route 40 West, and I've been looking for it in that area at exit 15 so far. I have not yet seen it, but I do see the impact for the traffic coming up from Frederick Road and from Wilkins Avenue. It also looks like the outer loop may be looking at something coming down the hill from Frederick Road towards Wilkins Avenue. So we're a little jammed up over on that west side where a little while ago wasn't too bad. But right now, the new report of a wreck is on the inner loop coming up to exit 15. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of any rain until the weekend, so get outside. Enjoy the sunshine, the warm weather, 71 today. Tomorrow's cooler near 60, 62, the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 40 degrees, Middle River 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Defense attorneys for the driver charged in the deadly Baltimore Beltway work zone crash, they're asking for more time to prepare their case. During a status conference in Baltimore County, the defense for Lisa Lee said they need additional time to review evidence since they are the third defense team to represent her since 2023. According to the Baltimore Sun, the attorneys say scheduling the trial for April 28th would be a difficult timeline. According to the NTSB, Lee and Malachi Brown were driving at speeds of more than 120 miles per hour when they collided and Lee's car went into the construction zone, killing six workers. Squatters in a vacant row home may have started last week's four-alarm fire in the 2200 block of North Fulton Avenue in West Baltimore. In a statement, James Wallace, the city's fire chief, says the preliminary findings suggest that unauthorized individuals may have been present in the structure before the fire broke out. Maryland's Congresswoman April McLean Delaney is now reacting to FEMA's cancellation of classes at the National Fire Academy in Emmitsburg. Delaney says the academy is a jewel of Maryland's 6th District, where tens of thousands of firefighters join experts to train, share best practices, and enhance public safety. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3198, your pick 4-7293. Next, it's Sign on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you?
What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sam Bisaio's three-run monster shot yesterday was the headliner, but that's for the future. Orioles fans more zoned in on the performance of Felix Bautista yesterday. That's the present. Shaky at best last night. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde on his closer.
I thought he got better, a little bit better as the inning went along. Still kind of feeling his way through for me. That's his third outing in a year plus. And, you know, we're watching him closely. The velo ticked up a little bit toward as the inning went along. And
One inning pitch, three hits, two earned runs allowed by Felix Bautista, but the velocity was there at 98 miles per hour. It'll be the O's and Yanks this afternoon at 105 in Tampa. New York's ace Garrett Cole now out for the year with Tommy John surgery. Count Malik Harrison is another Steeler defector, the former Ravens linebacker joining Patrick Queen in Steel City. 2 years, $10 million. Other former Ravens now include Patrick McCary to the Jags, Brandon Stevens to the Jets. One other NFL note, former Raven fullback, Kyle Juszczyk to be released by the Niners after 8 seasons in San Francisco. And finally, Towson University's hopes for the NCAA tournament ended yesterday in the CAA semifinals in D.C. The Delaware Fightin' Blue Hens, right, Sean, beat the Tigers 82-72 to advance to the conference final. Towson's dream season ends at 22-11. Coming up at 8:35, the lasting legacy of Alex Ovechkin. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM. WCBM.com on the WCBM mobile app or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So I just got a tip from one of our listeners that apparently a band of roving juveniles have hit a CVS at Harbor East. Cleaned out the store. We're trying to get confirmation of that. And, see, I wonder if there's going to be video of that as well.
Yeah.
Because that's been, you know, we normally see that on the West Coast.
Yep.
But now the Californication of Maryland continues. Because they were doing that all through L.A. and San Francisco. It's hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not a bad name for a band, by the way.
99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Merrill. Here's what we got coming up this hour. We're going to take a look at, will the CR or the stopgap funding bill,
yep,
will it be successful? First, you got to get it through the House, and then there's questions about it in the Senate, and we'll get into that. Also, Jasmine Crockett versus Tom Holman. Top story here, once more, Governor Moore, whose leadership skills have now been called directly into question, has taken to some podcast called The Midas Touch, where he is not happy with Elon Musk, President Trump, and, of course, you know, a lot of federal workers here in the state of Maryland. And so we played you the clip from Scott Bessent earlier this morning. We talked about this is a detox period.
Yeah.
We've got a detox from the addiction on government and government spending and get into the private sector again. Moore took issue with that.
No, this isn't detox. This is destruction.
And it's doing it in a way that's playing with people's lives and playing with their livelihoods and playing with their legacies. And I think that, and what's really interesting is that, when you look at what's happening to specifically the people who have raised their hands to serve others, specifically the people who are public servants, the ones who are making sure that seniors are getting their health care, the ones who are making sure that veterans are having a proper final burial, the ones who are making sure that our streets are safe, that these are ones that are being told that somehow their work is unnecessary or that or non-essential. And it's especially deeply offensive when we are seeing this attack on people who have raised their hands to serve and taken an oath, and an attack by people who have never been willing to take that oath themselves. And so this is not a detox. This is actually a fundamental devolving of basic American values.
Hold on a second. The people who are responsible for making sure, and in places like Arlington, that you have a dignified burial, those are Army folk. I don't think that those details are being curtailed in any fashion.
No, I think you're talking about VA, where there are being some cuts made there. And again, every single one of these federal agencies has waste, fraud, and abuse. That's what's being targeted here. And for the many fine federal workers that are doing their jobs that are necessary, thank you. But there are a lot that aren't. That
well, the other thing is, of course, that you know, according to the first Trump, during the first Trump years, that they said, no, if you're a veteran and it's a pain in the butt to get to the VA because it's too far from you, then you go to your local practitioner and have your medical care taken care of there. So you don't need the duplication of the additional staff at the VA.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, he talks about this isn't detox, this is destruction, and then he goes on because of the DOGE cuts and so on and so forth. But what is more destructive, making government leaner, more efficient, more out to the people, not centralized in one city called Washington, or to run up a debt of $36 trillion, $2 trillion annual deficits, and spending that is we're now becoming a debtor nation.
Yeah.
And it's only because we have the finest military in the world that people aren't knocking on our door wanting to collect the bill.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is what is destructive. We'll hear what he has to say about Donald Trump here in just a second, as Governor Moore, who's got his own $3.3 billion structural deficit to worry about. No, he's out on these podcasts calling Trump names and pointing fingers.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic out with her on the threes. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, the wreck on the Interloop, we see it now. Interloop just before Route 40 is on the shoulder. State Highway is there, so we're getting traffic through coming up from Frederick Road, and the backup through there has actually gotten a little bit better right now for the traffic coming up the hill from Wilkins Avenue, although it is a little bit slow. Whatever they were looking at on the outer loop south of Frederick Road, that corrected itself, and we're definitely back in business there. A lot of slow traffic yet heading south into both the harbor tunnels. We've had delays pretty much all morning long. It's still backed up, even back beyond Pulaski Highway. And 95 has been slow all the way back through the split at the city-county line, and it's solid from there all the way into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both of those right now with 30-minute delays, maybe a little bit more on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Tuesday, sunny, 71 today. Clouds move in tonight, and tomorrow will stay dry and 60, 62 on Thursday, and then we see maybe a chance of some rain over the weekend. Sunny and 39 right now, the city 40 in Annapolis. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, it's time to find out which lefty has lost it. So let's head to the circus if we could. Please, enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps the winner of this month's How Can You Tell If Somebody Is Drunk Award. It's the former Vice President of the United States of America and Democratic candidate for the presidency, who loses the ability to pronounce her own first name. Always kind of a giveaway when that happens. Here we go.
We did DoorDash. because I wanted Doritos. And it was, they were about, the red carpet part was about to start. Nobody wanted to leave to go to the grocery store. So it was DoorDash.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
And I'm thinking about this, about, so I was willing to give up whatever might be the trackings of Kamala Harris.
Of Kamala Harris.
Of Kamala Harris's particular fondness for nacho cheese Doritos for the sake of getting a big bag of Doritos as I watched the Oscars.
Dodged a bullet there, huh?
Yeah, it's a good old Kamala Harris.
Can you imagine?
K-R-A-M-A-L-A.
Can you imagine her in the Oval Office?
Oh, my God. It's, unless you got drunk, you'd be
begging
for the restroom.
You'd be begging for the auto pen at this point.
Whatever is on there for Kamala Harris. It's always a, always a giveaway if you can't pronounce your own name that you may have had one too many. Kamala, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
Wow.
Yes. That's one of my favorite songs.
So
ever.
Many empty suits and empty pantsuits. Yeah. She's an empty pantsuit. Here is the empty suit. Governor Wes Moore, who's proven, I don't know where his leadership skills went to. I mean, he was 82nd Airborne.
Yeah.
He led a group of men in uniform, allegedly. But those leadership skills have dried up and withered on the vine, and now he's resorting to name-calling. That's going to get you a long way with the President of the United States.
I think it's showing what oftentimes bullies are going to show, that bullies are oftentimes people who are actually the weakest. They're just the most insecure. You know, you're going to have a showdown with a president who was literally attacked and has been spending the past years fighting and defending his people in a valiant and brave way, despite watching an invasion of his country. And that's who you choose to beat up on? When you bring all the governors together, you're going after the governor of Maine about what she's doing in her state. It's this type of thing. It's this bullying behavior that I think is not just unnecessary and uncalled for. It leads to this measure of performative politics that I think people are just exhausted by.
Now he's talking about Governor Janet Mills at the governor's meeting. Remember who started all that? It was Governor Mills.
Yeah.
Again, when Trump was talking about the trans issue, and she made a comment, and then that drew Trump's attention, and then Trump said, oh, so you're not going to comply with the law? Oh, well, she says, we'll comply with the federal law. He goes, we are the federal law. And then but she began the exchange.
Yep.
That's not bullying. That's responding to somebody that was heckling you and calling into question your authority. So that's something that he, as a military guy, should know, that you don't do that, ever, especially to the commander-in-chief. Then he weighed in on the budget and taxes at the federal level.
In fact, in our proposed budget, we are giving a tax cut to the vast majority of Marylanders, where two-thirds of Marylanders are about to get a tax cut, where 82% of Marylanders are either going to get a tax cut or see no changes in their taxes at all. The difference is our tax cuts are targeted towards the middle class. Our tax cut is making sure that middle-class families and working families are getting a little extra in their pocket and a little extra pressure valve relief, but we're not going to build an economy that's on their backs. If you look at what's happening when it comes to business efficiency and business effectiveness, we also agree that we need to make our jurisdictions more competitive and easier for business. That's why we're proposing things like a corporate tax cut. But you know what we're also proposing is predictability. We're proposing reforms when it comes to regulatory reforms, permitting reforms, procurement reforms, because what business owners want more than anything else is basic predictability.
Yeah, I'll tell you where the problem is there. Yeah, you're all getting a tax cut, but we're going to raise your fees so that it'll more than counterbalance the tax cut we give you. It's not a tax increase. It's a fee increase. They're just lying to you, folks.
Yeah, let's look at some of the numbers here. We're talking about a $3.3 billion structural deficit in the next year, and then after that, it's going to balloon to $6 billion. And right now, he's got $6.9 billion proposed in tax increases, fee increases. increases, permit increases, taxes alike on soda, on you know, salty foods, on sugary drinks, on service, on again these accounting services, landscaping, all this other stuff. 2.5% sales tax on those services. So $6.9 billion in increases, and again only one in I think it's one in four are going to get a tax increase in the middle class. It's only the lower part of the middle class that are going to see a tax cut. But the upper part of the middle class...
The tax cuts can be taken up by all the additional fees.
It'll be, it's $178 is the average. So, again, more coming up on Governor Moore and how he's fighting his own party on the blueprint for future. Right now, joining us on the hotline this morning is the chief counselor of Law Offices of Michael E. Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. So, a little bit about collision coverage today. We've talked about this before, but it keeps coming up. So I'm going to keep talking about it. Had a client whose youngster was driving a car and was struck in the rear. There was no question that the other party was at fault. They exchanged information. My client began calling the other person's insurance company. As of a week and a half after the accident, the other insurance company still had not come out to see the car. They had not approved the car rental because they were going to wait until the police report came. So I said, well, boy, you know, if you had collision coverage, you wouldn't have to worry about it. He says, well, I do have collision coverage. I said, well, why didn't you call your carrier? Because they would get you in a car rental. They would get the car repaired. You wouldn't have to worry about anything, and they'd get their money back from the other insurance company. And he said, well, I'm afraid that my rate would go up because my youngster was driving. And I said, your rate's not going to... First of all, just because you report an accident does not mean, even if it's your fault, just reporting an accident, the rate doesn't go up. It certainly doesn't go up when it's not your fault or it's not your son or daughter's fault. And the insurance, your insurance company is going to get all their money back. They're going to subrogate against the other insurance company. Now, if the other party doesn't have insurance, it's an uninsured motorist case, and it's a no-fault case. So it's almost a situation where you're paying for insurance and you're afraid to use it. And we hear that a lot, and I really object to it. With all the money that these insurance companies spend on television advertising to get you into their house, go in their house when it's appropriate. All right. If you have any questions like that, please, if you have an accident, give us a call. You know, like fortunately, this client did, and he happens to be a CBM listener, and at least he called, knowing there was no injury, by the way. He just called for it's only property damage. But we will talk. Do you guys have an accident? Call. It's 410-363-6848. That is what we're here for. And just like you guys are doing your thing, we do our thing. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
And you do it much better.
Thanks.
All right. Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Check them out, maflaw.com. That is the website.
8:23 right now, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Some of the problem here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, it looks like now there is a wreck in the painted out areas southbound right before we get into the plaza, and then there's another vehicle stop a little bit further down through there. So they're looking at it. We've been backed up already all the way back through the ramps at Moravia Road and back to the city-county lines. Right now, this is a new situation here with some flashing lights in a couple of areas. The lanes are open, but they can see it, and with the flashing lights, it just adds to that delay. 895 is still backed up way before the ramp at Pulaski Highway. So we're still in the area, 25, 30, 35-minute delays coming south. Baltimore County with a new wreck at Paring Parkway at Joppa Road, just north of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today. Nice, 71 spring-like degrees and dry all the way through the weekend. It'll be cool, a little bit cooler tomorrow and Thursday. Right now, sunny and 40 in the Bel Air, 40 in the Pasadena, and it is 8:24. We're talking about Governor Moore and, of course, just a radical propaganda podcast, the Midas Touch, which he went on to trash Trump and, of course, talk about the budget and taxes as if he's doing great things for Maryland. This might be worse than O'Malley,
before all is said and done. We don't even know what the final product is. But even his own, of course, the House of Delegates in Maryland is radical. I mean, we're talking about they're more progressive than the Senate is. And so they now basically, Moore had proposed a cut in the blueprint for the future, or at least delaying some of the spending so that they could meet their budgetary figures this year. And he warned his fellow Democrats in the House the following.
For all of our partners, I can't stress enough the seriousness of this moment. This is not a fire drill.
Oh, okay. It's good to know.
Not a fire drill. But you're certainly acting like one. And here's the issue is that blueprint for the future, remember that's, what is it, about $32 billion over 10 years, and then it's $4 billion a year after that. So in the first 12 years of this blueprint, we're talking about a $40 billion expenditure, unfunded mandate, by the way. So they got to find the money from somewhere.
We do not make these adjustments. Then you're not addressing what I believe is the biggest issue that our education system is facing right now. When I'm looking at tens of thousands of shortages for educators inside of our classroom, if you don't fix that problem, I don't care what other problem you're trying to solve for. It's not going to get fixed.
Here's a novel idea. Why don't you lop off the administrators? Okay, and let the teachers teach. Get rid of most of the top-heavy staff and administrators, you know, in the county and the city and so on and so forth, because that's where all the money, they're sucking all the oxygen out of the room. That's where all the money's being wasted, especially in the city.
Yeah, you have that beautiful building in the county right on Charles, it seems to me, which is a county schools building. Just go ahead and sell the whole building. Turn a profit on it and just make sure there's a codicil written in that people can still use their snowboards on it when the winter comes. So,
by the way, we now have confirmation on that the roving band of juvies walked into a CVS pharmacy last night around 7:40, 600 block of South Exeter Street. Police officers responded to commercial larceny. Authorities report approximately 7 unidentified black juvenile boys entered the location and stole snacks and drinks. So, where's the video? I'm sure they have it at the CVS store. That's one way, maybe, of naming and shaming. Put the video out. If they weren't wearing masks or hoodies, maybe they can be identified by parents, friends, family, relatives, or whatever the case may be. Because apparently they were raised, they were reared by their parents, and it's okay to take somebody else's property without paying for it or asking permission.
Maybe they could shoot Reacher Season 4 here. I mean, that certainly sounds fruitful to me. By the way, this email in from Ham in Conowingo, he says, Bruce and Sean, weren't we told and lectured by the media that mispronouncing Kamala's name was racist? So does that mean Kamala is racist because she pronounced her own name? I suppose it does, actually. Yeah. She's going to probably have to get into therapy on that one, Cam. thanks for your email.
But you'll be glad to know here in the state of Maryland, with all our budgetary issues that need to be debated and very important bills, yesterday for nearly 18 minutes, which is 42% of the Monday's public hearing in the House Rules and Executive Nominations Committee, Delegate Heather Bagnall, Democrat from Anne Arundel County. Way to go, folks, in Anne Arundel County. You sent a real doozy into the legislature. She's the sole sponsor of a state resolution aimed at exonerating nearly a dozen colonial Marylanders accused of witchcraft or executed by capital punishment, testified her colleagues her bill would correct an injustice that has persisted for over 350 years.
Thank heavens.
Witches. She says they hold a fascination for so many of us. They're in our film, television, theater, novels, fairy tales, dreams, and nightmares. The folklores of witches has long captivated us. But the truth about witches, but more to the point, witch laws, is just as interesting, though far more harrowing as part of our deep DNA. 18 minutes this went on. 18 minutes.
However, you know, it's followed by a suggestion, it seems to me, that they simply apply the witches trial process to legislators. If you're a legislator and you actually intend to do good, you sit in the chair. They dunk you. If you're still breathing when you come back up after 5 or 6 minutes, then you probably intend to do good. Yeah. If not, you're guilty.
Or if you sink. Was that right. Yes. If you sink, well, you're a witch.
Yeah, put cinder blocks on your ankles. Right. If you sink, you're a witch.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The victim of a deadly Sunday night shooting in White Marsh has been identified as a 17-year-old. Baldwin County police say the teen was gunned down in the 4300 block of Bedrock Circle just before 9 p.m. Isolated incident. The victim's name has not been released. Police asking anyone with information on the case to call detectives at Metro Crime Stoppers. Baldwin City Council unanimously passed a resolution urging state lawmakers to fully fund the Blueprint for America Future Education Plan. Now, by passing that resolution, the council is requesting that the General Assembly reject the Governor's Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which would delay some programs in the blueprint as the state deals with a budget deficit of slightly more than $3 billion. Defense attorneys for the driver charged in the deadly Beltway work zone crash asking for more time to prepare their case. During a status conference in Baltimore County, the defense for Lisa Lee said they need additional time to review evidence since they are the third defense team to represent Lee since 2023. According to the Baltimore Sun, the attorneys say scheduling the trial for April 28th would create a difficult timeline. According to the NTSB, she and Lisa Lee and Malachi Brown were both driving at speeds of more than 120 miles per hour when they collided. Lisa Lee's car went into the construction zone, killing six workers. And squatters in a vacant home may have started last week's four-alarm fire in the 2200 block of North Fulton Avenue in West Baltimore. In a statement, City Fire Chief James Wallace says the preliminary findings suggest that unauthorized individuals may have been present in the structure before the fire broke out. 8:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 lottery number 198. Your pick 4, 7293. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still there, and it's still backed up into the area just around the city-county line. And with that, there was a minor accident off to the shoulder right before the toll plaza southbound. Because of that backup, 895 in turn is slow. City-county line, Moravia Road, all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel, 30 to 30. 5-minute delays right now southbound with an extended backup coming down through Rosedale on 95. Minor wreck was still on the shoulder interloop before Route 40 on the west side, kind of grabbing some attention there. And keep in mind Baltimore County with the new wreck at Perrin Parkway at Joppa Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of any rain until the weekend, so get outside. Enjoy the sunshine, the warm weather, 71 today. Tomorrow's cooler near 60, 62 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 8:35 sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles and Yankees this afternoon in Tampa. First of two this spring between these AL East rivals. Game time 105. Orioles getting a lift yesterday from their young phenom, catcher Sam Bassaio.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh. Samuel Bassaio just hit one of the farthest home runs. You'll see here an absolute monster blast to right.
Call on Pirates TV, Bisaya with a three-run shot in the Orioles 6-3 win over Pittsburgh, prompting manager Brandon Hyde to say this after the game.
That ball was absolutely crushed. And we've seen that type of power, so I thought he caught well, too. This is a great experience for him.
After signing Ronnie Stanley to a free agent deal on Sunday, it was no surprise that Patrick McCary left Baltimore on Monday. The left guard signing on with Jacksonville, 3 years, $37 million. Also departing, Brandon Stevens to the Jets, Malik Harrison to Pittsburgh, Chris Board to the Giants. Other NFL signing, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks for $100 million. Steelers quarterback Justin Fields now on his way to New York. Played for $40 million with the Jets as the Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh rumors continue to heat up. Maryland basketball rising to number 11 in the final regular season AP Top 25 poll. It's the highest that Maryland has been ranked since December of 2022. Terps head coach Kevin Willard saying he's just doing what he's supposed to do.
My job is to win games. You know, if I don't win games, I'm not going to be here. That's the stress that being a coach is. So
Terps start quarterfinal play in the Big Ten playoffs on Friday. Meanwhile, Navy basketball looking to do something it hasn't done in 27 years, and that is make it back to the NCAA tournament. The Mid shocked Bucknell on Sunday, 83-77 was the final. In the Patriot League semifinals to advance to the tournament final, they'll play American University, coached by former Terp Dwayne Simpkins, tomorrow night in an attempt to win their first league title since 1998. And this note from the WNBA, recognizing the need to pack on muscle after getting tossed around a bit in her rookie campaign. Pictures have surfaced online of a buffed up Caitlin Clark, it's not fake news, at the Big Ten Women's Tournament, flexing her muscles after a big play. Season starts mid-May, and Clark will be in Baltimore at the arena on May 28th when the Mystics come to town to play the host and play host to the Indiana Fever. The time now is 8:37 when we return the lasting legacy of Alex Ovechkin.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Before we get to Ovi, how quickly do you think those tickets will sell out at the arena for Caitlin Clark coming to Baltimore?
There's someone left?
Yeah.
I bet you they're already sold out. I mean, that's...
When you say buffed up...
Oh, her arms.
Really?
Yeah.
A big difference now?
Yeah. I mean, she's not like an NFL lineman. I mean, don't get me wrong.
She got destroyed last year.
She did.
So, I think that's the reason why she's buffing up.
Oh, absolutely. Like, right from the jump, I mean, she was just... And she admitted. She says, I'm small. And she was a target. Yeah. Exactly right. So, here's the lasting legacy of Alex Ovechkin. Obviously, we know what he's hopefully about to do in the next few weeks.
Make
hockey history. 9 goals, 18 games left. Youth hockey registration in Baltimore and D.C. has tripled since Alex Ovechkin got to D.C. And that is his lasting legacy.
Here's a funny story. So my grandson, Brooks, he is 2.5, and he's taking his skating lessons now.
There you go.
And so I went to see him. I asked if I'd come see him, skate and play hockey. And the session before his instructors were there, the ice was full of young kids. All skating, all learning about hockey. It was big when my kids were playing, but it's exploded now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't know who or how they did this, but somebody took a poll or like visually of how many 8 jerseys were at the Caps game. 83% of all jerseys were number 8 at the Caps game.
How he did that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never met him, so I don't know either.
Why
sometimes,
is he here?
Sometimes it's not even worth it, Gary.
No, it's
not. Thank you. That is a great step.
Well, I had a little hunchback in my office.
It's 8:39.
I'm not going in there.
21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We played a little bit of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for you about an hour ago, a little bit more, I guess. But, you can't play one idiot without balancing out with the other one at the other end. It's like having two bookends. It's useful to have both. So here's idiot number 2.
Unfortunately, we have someone that is occupying the White House, and as far as I'm concerned, he is an enemy to the United States.
Yeah, that's Jasmine Crockett. She wants to be the new face and voice of the Democrat Party. She has perfected making stupid comments and swearing. Those seem to be her two trademark signatures. And when asked about what would she like to say to Elon Musk, for example, her response was F him. Of course, she didn't just use the letter. She used the entire word. And that's kind of who she is. Now, this is a woman who went to the University of Houston Law School, if I recall correctly. She is an attorney. But check this out. Here's what she had to say yesterday.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally. It's not a crime. It's not a crime, which is why they're so frustrated, because they really want our local law enforcement to go out and round up people when they could be looking out for the murderers and the sexual abusers as well as the robbers. They want them to go and round people up on civil accusations.
Okay, so that's Jasmine Crockett, but if you missed the first little part of that statement, just here it is again. We're going to drive this home like a sledgehammer.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
What? It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally. It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
It's not a criminal. It's a crime.
It's not a crime.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Yeah, Jasmine Crockett. It is not a crime to enter the country illegally. Which is amazing if you think about it. And then she wrapped up the entire segment by posting a video of herself in her office. Again, the Democrats don't really have any policies they can talk about that make any sense. So instead, she posted a video of her lip-syncing this song.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's a cultural divide. I'm going to get it on the flow.
You really about to do it?
40 acres in the mule. This is bigger than the music.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
Yeah, okay, now this is, I guess, appealing to the 40 acres and a mule crowd, but in reality, she went to a very, very tony private school in St. Louis, and then to a private Catholic girls' school for high school, I believe, and then a couple of good universities. She's not exactly suffered the hard life on the way up, but she's adopted the attitude of, you know, I live... You know, me, I'm just on the streets. This is what AOC did when she started out.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I think she's either totally ignorant or just misinformed. Because crossing the border illegally without proper documentation is a misdemeanor crime.
Yeah.
Once you've done that, once you've been deported or kicked out, you do it again, it's a felony crime. So there's a difference between the two, but it is still a crime.
Yeah, well, apparently, but doing the traffic wrong, that would be a crime.
But it's the punishment isn't even worth bringing charges.
No, it's not really. Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm going down, we're all going down. I can tell you that right now.
843.
You guys ain't going nowhere without me.
You made a career of going down.
Nice. Scratch that, please.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. It's 843. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I need to have that expunged immediately
from
the tape.
Please. Chuck Whitaker.
Because I'll get calls later.
Oh,
I'll be
yeah.
haunted all night. Both the tunnels are still looking at delays. Unbelievable. Both the tunnels still with delays. Coming south through the city county line, making a little progress, but we're still 25 to 30 minutes as we try to work all this heavy traffic out going into the tunnels. It does get better going through the city on 95, and then 895 eventually. South end, you go down to Ritchie Highway, you pick up the BW Parkway, go out to 95 on the south end. All of that is fine. There's a big wreck now in Anne Arundel County. Route 258 is closed both directions, just to the east of Route 2. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and 71 today. A little bit cooler tomorrow, 60 for the high, 62 on Thursday. But dry weather all the way through Friday. It looks like maybe some rain coming into the weekend. Sunny at 42 right now in Columbia, 44 in Owings Mills. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, a 9-year-old kid in North Carolina did the Heimlich on his friend and saved his life last week. His name is Jason Branch, and here he's explaining how he saved his friend's life.
So last week...
Put cinder blocks on your ankles.
Right.
If you sink, you're a witch.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The victim of a deadly Sunday night shooting in White Marsh has been identified as a 17-year-old. Baldwin County police say the teen was gunned down in the 4300 block of Bedrock Circle just before 9 p.m. Isolated incident. The victim's name has not been released. Police asking anyone with information on the case to call detectives at Metro Crime Stoppers. Baldwin City Council unanimously passed a resolution urging state lawmakers to fully fund the Blueprint for America Future Education Plan. Now, by passing that resolution, the council is requesting that the General Assembly reject the Governor's Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act, which would delay some programs in the blueprint as the state deals with a budget deficit of slightly more than $3 billion. Defense attorneys for the driver charged in the deadly Beltway work zone crash asking for more time to prepare their case. During a status conference in Baltimore County, the defense for Lisa Lee said they need additional time to review evidence since they are the third defense team to represent Lee since 2023. According to the Baltimore Sun, the attorneys say scheduling the trial for April 28th would create a difficult timeline. According to the NTSB, she and Lisa Lee and Malachi Brown were both driving at speeds of more than 120 miles per hour when they collided. Lisa Lee's car went into the construction zone, killing six workers. And squatters in a vacant home may have started last week's four-alarm fire in the 2200 block of North Fulton Avenue in West Baltimore. In a statement, City Fire Chief James Wallace says the preliminary findings suggest that unauthorized individuals may have been present in the structure before the fire broke out. 8:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick 3 lottery number 198. Your pick 4 is 7293. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still there, and it's still backed up into the area just around the city-county line. And with that, there was a minor accident off to the shoulder right before the toll plaza southbound. Because of that backup, 895 in turn is slow. City-county line, Moravia Road, all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel, 30 to 30. 5-minute delays right now southbound with an extended backup coming down through Rosedale on 95. Minor wreck was still on the shoulder inner loop before Route 40 on the west side, kind of grabbing some attention there. And keep in mind Baltimore County with the new wreck at Perrin Parkway at Joppa Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No signs of any rain until the weekend, so get outside. Enjoy the sunshine, the warm weather, 71 today. Tomorrow's cooler near 60, 62 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Think of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At the 8:35 sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Orioles and Yankees this afternoon in Tampa. First of two this spring between these AL East rivals. Game time 105. Orioles getting a lift yesterday from their young phenom, catcher Sam Bisaio.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Oh. Samuel Basayo just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here. An absolute monster blast to right.
Call on Pirates TV. Basayo with a three-run shot in the Orioles 6-3 win over Pittsburgh, prompting manager Brandon Hyde to say this after the game.
That ball was absolutely crushed. We've seen that type of power, so I thought he caught well, too. This is a great experience for him.
After signing Ronnie Stanley to a free agent deal on Sunday, it was no surprise that Patrick McCary left Baltimore on Monday. The left guard signing on with Jacksonville, 3 years, $37 million. Also departing, Brandon Stevens to the Jets, Malik Harrison to Pittsburgh, Chris Board to the Giants. Other NFL signing, Sam Darnold to the Seahawks for $100 million. Steelers quarterback Justin Fields now on his way to New York. Played for $40 million with the Jets as the Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh rumors continue to heat up. Maryland basketball rising to number 11 in the final regular season AP Top 25 poll. It's the highest that Maryland has been ranked since December of 2022. Terps head coach Kevin Willard saying he's just doing what he's supposed to do.
My job is to win games. If I don't win games, I'm not going to be here. That's the stress that being a coach is. So
Terps start quarterfinal play in the Big Ten playoffs on Friday. Meanwhile, Navy basketball looking to do something it hasn't done in 27 years, and that is make it back to the NCAA tournament. The mid-shock Bucknell on Sunday, 83-77 was the final. In the Patriot League semifinals to advance to the tournament final, they'll play American University, coached by former Terp Dwayne Simpkins, tomorrow night in an attempt to win their first league title since 1998. And this note from the WNBA, recognizing the need to pack on muscle after getting tossed around a bit in her rookie campaign. Pictures have surfaced online of a buffed up Caitlin Clark, it's not fake news, at the Big Ten Women's Tournament, flexing her muscles after a big play. Season starts mid-May, and Clark will be in Baltimore at the arena on May 28th when the Mystics come to town to play the host and play host to the Indiana Fever. The time now is 8:37 when we return the lasting legacy of Alex Ovechkin.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
But before we get to Ovi, how quickly do you think those tickets will sell out at the arena for Caitlin Clark coming to Baltimore?
There are some left?
Yeah.
I bet you they're already sold out. I mean, that's...
When you say buffed up...
Oh, her arms.
Really?
Yeah.
Big difference now?
Yeah. I mean, she's not like an NFL lineman. I mean, don't get me wrong.
She got destroyed last year.
She did.
So, I mean, I think that's the reason why she's buffing up.
Oh, absolutely. Right from the jump. I mean, she was just... And she admitted. She says, I'm small. And she was a target. Yeah. Exactly right. So here's the lasting legacy of Alex Ovechkin. Obviously, we know what he's hopefully about to do in the next few weeks.
Make
hockey history. 9 goals, 18 games left. Youth hockey registration in Baltimore and D.C. has tripled since Alex Ovechkin got to D.C. And that is his lasting legacy.
Here's a funny story. So my grandson, Brooks, he is 2.5, and he's taking his skating lessons now.
There you go.
And so I went to see him. I asked if I'd come see him, skate and play hockey. And the session before his instructors were there, the ice was full of young kids. All skating, all learning about hockey. It was big when my kids were playing, but it's exploded now.
Absolutely, yeah. And I don't know who or how they did this, but somebody took a poll or like visually of how many 8 jerseys were at the Caps game. 83% of all jerseys were number 8 at the Caps game.
How he did that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never met him, so I don't know either.
Why
sometimes,
is he here?
Sometimes it's not even worth it, Gary.
No, it's
not. Thank you. That is a great step.
Well, I had a little hunchback in my office.
It's 8:39.
I'm not going in there.
21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We played a little bit of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for you about an hour ago, a little bit more, I guess. But, you can't play one idiot without balancing out with the other one at the other end. It's like having two bookends. It's useful to have both. So here's idiot number 2.
Unfortunately, we have someone that is occupying the White House, and as far as I'm concerned, he is an enemy to the United States.
Yeah, that's Jasmine Crockett. She wants to be the new face and voice of the Democrat Party. She has perfected making stupid comments and swearing. Those seem to be her two trademark signatures. And when asked about what would she like to say to Elon Musk, for example, her response was F him. Of course, she didn't just use the letter. She used the entire word. And that's kind of who she is. Now, this is a woman who went to the University of Houston Law School, if I recall correctly. She is an attorney. But check this out. Here's what she had to say yesterday.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally. It's not a crime. It's not a crime, which is why they're so frustrated, because they really want our local law enforcement to go out and round up people when they could be looking out for the murderers and the sexual abusers as well as the robbers. They want them to go and round people up on civil accusations.
Okay, so that's Jasmine Crockett, but if you missed the first little part of that statement, just here it is again. We're going to drive this home like a sledgehammer.
It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
What? It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally. It is not a criminal violation to enter the country illegally.
It's not a criminal. It's a crime.
It's not a crime.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Yes, Jasmine Crockett. It is not a crime to enter the country illegally. Which is amazing if you think about it. And then she wrapped up the entire segment by posting a video of herself in her office. Again, the Democrats don't really have any policies they can talk about that make any sense. So instead, she posted a video of her lip-syncing this song.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's a cultural divide. I'm going to get it on the flow.
You really about to do it?
40 acres in the mule. This is bigger than the music.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
Yeah, okay, now this is, I guess, appealing to the 40 acres and a mule crowd, but in reality, she went to a very, very tony private school in St. Louis, and then to a private Catholic girls' school for high school, I believe, and then a couple of good universities. She's not exactly suffered the hard life on the way up, but she's adopted the attitude of, you know, I'm just on the streets. This is what AOC did when she started out.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I think... She's either totally ignorant or just misinformed, because crossing the border illegally without proper documentation is a misdemeanor crime.
Yeah.
Once you've done that, once you've been deported or kicked out, you do it again, it's a felony crime. So there's a difference between the two, but it is still a crime.
Yeah, well, apparently, but doing the traffic wrong, that would be a crime.
But it's a... The punishment isn't even worth bringing charges.
No, it's not really. Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Listen, if I'm going down, we're all going down. I'll tell you that right now.
8:43.
You guys ain't going nowhere without me.
You've made a career of going down.
Nice. Scratch that, please.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. It's 8:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I need to have that expunged immediately from the tape.
Please. Chuck Whitaker.
Because I'll get calls later. I'll be haunted all night. Both the tunnels are still looking at delays. Unbelievable. Both the tunnels still with delays. Coming south through the city county line, making a little progress, but we're still 25 to 30 minutes as we try to work all this heavy traffic out going into the tunnels. It does get better going through the city on 95, and then 895 eventually. South end, you go down to Ritchie Highway, you pick up the BW Parkway, go out to 95 on the south end. All of that is fine. There's a big wreck now in Anne Arundel County. Route 258 is closed both directions, just to the east of Route 2. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and 71 today. A little bit cooler tomorrow, 60 for the high, 62 on Thursday. But dry weather all the way through Friday. It looks like maybe some rain coming into the weekend. Sunny at 42 right now in Columbia, 44 in Owings Mills. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, a 9-year-old kid in North Carolina did the Heimlich on his friend and saved his life last week. His name is Jason Branch, and here he's explaining how he saved his friend's life.
So last week, we were playing basketball, and he ate a granola bar, and then we started playing longer until he started choking. And then he was saying, trying to say hold on, but he couldn't because he was choking. I didn't know he was actually choking, so I just did my thing, which was a Heimlich. I learned that from YouTube.
Wow. I think it's amazing that anyone, a 9-year-old, would know that. And it's important, I think, that along with the CPR, that you learn the Heimlich maneuver, because you never know when you're going to need it. I needed it several years ago. My youngest son, Logan, was choking on a piece of lamb chop.
Wow.
And you could tell he was, you calmly got up and it works. Performed the Heimlich and out comes the flying piece of lamb chop and he was okay. So you just never know when you're going to need it, because it can happen in your own family. You could be at a restaurant. You could be anywhere. He said he was playing, basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When he ate a granola bar, so.
That's amazing. Well, at least I know where that piece of lamb chop on TV went when I was watching it on TV.
Yeah. So there you have it. So I don't even know what that means, folks. That just went. That non sequitur.
You never watched that when you were a kid?
No. The lamb chop on what was the name of that show?
I have no idea.
Was it Romper Room?
I think it was the FBI with Efren Zimbalist Jr.
Right.
He played lamb chop.
Now I get the reference. These Democrats are losing their mind. Let's play a couple of interesting things over the last week or so. Sonny Hostin on The View. Now, remember, they got all upset at Trump when he told people to go down and they used the word fight once in that speech before J6. But then he said, go down peacefully, march peacefully and patriotically. But here is Sonny Hostin. Sounds like she's ready to lead the revolution.
Representative Green gave them the example. The Democrats are not meeting the moment. It is very clear that Medicaid is on the table. It is very clear that Social Security is on the table. It is very clear that people will die. The baby boomers, the civil rights generation, they knew what they had to do. They were willing to fight and die for their rights. This generation of Congress, they are not meeting the moment. And this is an existential crisis.
This generation of Congress, they're not willing to fight and die.
Yeah, unlike the baby boom congressman, remember all those fights that they had on the floor of Congress where, I guess, a number of them died, actually. No, none of them did, come to think of it. Oh, well, forget that.
Yeah, but, that's just the ginning up their radical left-wing base. When they're not, of course, you have the fight-and-die progressives like Sonny Hostin. Yep. Then you have the peaceniks, like the former NIH director, Dr. Francis Collins, who was singing for science last Friday.
We're joined together by this noble dream. You got that? So it's just all the good people, but the second line, part of this family, and the last line, we're joined together by this noble dream. Do that with me. This is a song for all the good people. Come on! All the good people who are part of this family. This is a song for all the good people. We're joined together by this noble dream. Well, this is a song for all of those dreamers. We're looking for answers to come our way.
Yes, sir.
Scientists, doctors, students, all seekers, sharing the hopes for a much brighter day.
Everybody sing
now. This is
Kristen's in there shaking her head. Never again. I thought I was going to break into a shanty there for just a second.
I did, too. I was waiting for the sea shanty stuff.
This is the guy that basically admitted he lied about gain of function. Okay, but he's out there singing songs about science, how we should respect the scientists and the doctors who lied to us during the entire COVID pandemic. Unbelievable. I like to make my own song. Unfortunately, I can't sing that one on the radio.
But you can play guitar better than he did.
He was actually playing just one chord, I think. He's playing a C chord the entire time.
All right, well, it's a C shanty, so that works out.
that makes sense. Coming up next, the continuing resolution, the stopgap bill, going to get a vote today. Will it pass the House? Don't know. What happens if it goes over to the Senate? Don't know. But we'll explain and explore in a moment here on The Morning Drive.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive, and this is a song for all the good people. All the good people I've known in my life. This is a song for all the people I'm thanking my stars for tonight.
I want to thank Tulsi Gabbard. She has revoked security clearances from the 51 spies who lied. From Joe Biden, who no longer gets the presidential daily brief.
He wouldn't know if he were.
Anthony Blinken. Well, if he has the auto pen, who knows? Letitia James, also. Here they are. Blinken, former National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He got yanked. Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Biden's Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco. She's a real bad one. Corrupt prosecutor Andrew Weissman, that's Hillary's pit bull. Deep state lawyer Mark Zayed. Norm Eisen, the man behind all the lawfare against Donald Trump. Well, not to mention Perkins Coie, remember the law firm that had the FBI workstations in the law firm? They got yanked as well. So it's, look, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Justice Department right now. So, and we're still now awaiting pending indictments, if they're to come. And details are starting to emerge from the July Trump assassination attempt, sparking even more further questions in that Matthew Crooks may have been part of a network.
By the way, talking about lawsuits, Pam Bondi has filed suit against the state of New York, against the governor, against a couple other people there, because, frankly, they don't like the immigration laws of this country much. They're not going to enforce them. And she says, fine, we'll see you in court. And you know what? I figure the federal government has the advantage in this one pretty clearly.
And we still haven't seen the Epstein files.
Nope, not yet. Just still waiting.
Or the JFK files.
853 right now. This is a song for all those files missing. All those files missing, I know they're there. Chuck?
Huh?
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 Traffic and weather on the threes.
You're not trying to blame me for that, are you?
No, of course not. It's Sean's fault.
Well, then I understand it.
Sure, of course.
Sure.
Years ago, we had a link that went missing at the Shannon's broadcast.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The missing link, yeah.
There were several missing links. Some of them ended up in Joe Armacost's pocket. But that was another story.
It's a sausage link. That's a sausage link. That's different.
Yes, that's different. Southbound I-97, there's a report of a late accident now right at the merge at Route 3. I'm looking at the camera at Benfield. It's not backed up there, but heads up if you're going south from that point as you get down right at the ramp at Route 3, there may be some impact there. Could be a little slowing as well on the northbound side. The other big wreck in Anne Arundel County, Route 258, is now closed with an injury accident just to the east of Route 2, and there's a local detour underway through there. Slowing on the Beltway, still there. We're still recovering, trying to make progress, but the backups are still there. A lot of traffic left over south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast says it is a Kim Klasick day. Sunny, 71. That is meets the magic mark there. Right now, 43 and sunny in Pasadena, 44 in Parkville. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Kim. Good morning. I already told Olivia I'll be picking her up from school today, and we're going straight to the park.
There you go.
She's super excited. We could finally enjoy the outdoors.
Indeed. Yeah. It's got to be over 70. That is the big key here.
Yeah. That. She said, Olivia's super excited. Thank heavens Kim isn't.
Yeah. Well, Bobby might be excited. Yeah. Might be. We actually have two guests on the show today. One, Delegate Ryan DeRocky. He's going to talk to us around 9:35 a.m. to talk about House Bill 24. There's a call to action in Middle River. It has to do with the environment, so we're going to talk to him about that. Also, at 11 o'clock, we got Kate Sullivan. We had a win when it comes to election integrity.
Big victory.
Yes. Yeah.
Big victory. And I think that heads should roll at the SBE, the State Board of Elections, because they knowingly and intentionally violated those laws. Mm-hmm. And then they made it criminal to even try to access what was well within their rights.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk to Kate about that and see where we could go next with that one. And then also I have to talk about The View yesterday with Whoopi Goldberg, the trans person, Dylan Mulvaney, and they were talking about, of course, males and female sports. And I was appalled by Whoopi's response to this. You know, this is somebody that's always pushing DEI, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, and she's supposedly all about women's rights, right? She used to have the Women's March ladies on the show talking to them. Then as soon as we talk about being fair in women's sports, then she completely does a 180, and it's like, well, women are strong enough. Who cares if they go up against men? And, you know, it's like, are you kidding me right now?
Ask the women that had her face had to be reconstructed because of her volleyball got smashed into her face.
Yeah, yeah. And so, of course, Riley Gaines was speaking out on X about it, but I do have the audio. We're going to talk about this because, you know, there's like a double standard here, and I believe we heard so much about women are going to lose their rights under President Trump. Had Kamala won, I do believe we would have lost a lot of our rights. I do believe there would have been men in women's sports.
Oh, yeah. I think Title IX would have been completely dead forever.
Yeah.
But just goes to show, it's their cause is not for women.
Right.
It's their progressive, communist, Marxist ideology is what they're pushing.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing they care about. They don't care about women.
Right.
No, they really don't. Never have.
Nope. And then, of course, we'll talk about what's going on in Annapolis, House of Delegates. They don't want to give up on this blueprint, Kerwin Commission, whatever they want to call it. But we'll discuss that, too.
Yeah, you have the council in Baltimore County saying, oh, you have to fully fund the blueprint. With what money?
Right.
From whose pocket?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. They have no understanding that there's a finite amount of money. You have to balance the budget. Whose money is going to pay for this?
Do we know the status of the bill that the city was asking for taxing authority?
Oh, no.
They wanted the ability to impose a sales tax in the city. So we have to look that up and see if they have that. Because if you live in the city, then I'm sure you're going to get hammered with the sales tax increase, if that's the case.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. They failed us at every turn at this point.
Yeah. All right, Kim Klasick coming up live next.
Thanks, guys.
Right after the 9 o'clock news. So the big question is, because we're running out of time here, but the big question is the CR. This allegedly freezes the spending in this bill. I'm wondering if Elon Musk and the Doge team will get a chance to review this bill before they vote on it. I doubt it, because this is more of the same. Again, I'm sorry. There's Biden spending in there that, you know, Trump got stuck with. Yep. We warned about this last fall in September, and here it is in March, and the shutdown or slowdown is coming on Friday. But here's the thing. Thomas Massie is a no vote, and you can't afford to lose any more. And Burchett and one other Republican saying they may not vote for it. This thing may not pass the House. And then if it gets over into the Senate, they need 7 to 8 Democrats to break the filibuster to pass it. I don't see that happening. So it's get ready, folks. It's going to be a very interesting ride all the way through Friday.
Indeed.
Rescue Natural Supplements. I want me to tell you about Rescue Orsine. That is, of course, a natural supplement, a nutraceutical, if you will, that is going to help establish your level of energy. You don't need to drink all these cups of coffee and or tea or colas or the super energy drinks, whatever that case may be, because that just is a temporary stimulant of your sympathetic nervous system, which then crashes, and then you feel worse after that. This is sustainable energy all day long with a Rescue Orsine. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. or online at res-q.com. Developed by a cardiologist, it is heart healthy. It can help regulate your blood pressure, and it's going to give you that sustainable energy that you need to push through your day. And that's Rescue Orsine. Buy one, get one free. The coupon code MyEnergy. That's going to wrap it for us today.
This is a song from my friend Kim Klasick. My friend Kim Klasick, who hates the cold days.
See you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.